with the Jeff Dittman Pregame Show. Brought to you by Vaughn's Printers at 222 Eastside Boulevard in Hastings. Now, here's the voice of the Broncos, KHAS Sports Director Mike Will.
Hastings in a women's men's basketball doubleheader. Women's game up first with Hastings College head coach Jeff Dittman. And coach, really the season comes down as far as the conference race is concerned to three home games now. We have survived a road trip with Midland, Morningside, and Concordia. Now we got Briarcliff, Doan, and Northwestern here at home.
Well, this is where you hoped we would be when we started it all out way back in November. Talked about that formula for success in winning a championship, and you've got to win your home games, you've got to win the road games you're supposed to, and you got to figure out in some of those 50-50 road games how to get a few of those. And I think we've done a nice job so far. Won every home game. I think we won the road games we're supposed to, and in the 50-50 games we're 2-1 on the road. So everything's set up now. We have to just come out and take care of the final business of these three home games.
Riding on the line here this afternoon, you got the fourth-ranked team in the nation in here with Briarcliff, so obviously a big ball game for us.
Well, it is, and Briarcliff is such a unique team in that they're going to pressure all over the place. They play the matchup zone, and while Morningside will play the matchup zone, they do a lot more trapping out of it. And it's a high pressure, high risk, high reward type defense. But on the other side of it, if you execute well, then you have a chance of getting good shots. And I know in our first ball game, our two post players combined for 55 points and had a great shooting percentage. So again, it'll come down to good execution by both teams, and whoever makes the most plays is going to end up being the winner.
Hastings coming out of a win the other night over Concordia, winning by a score of 67-65. Not an easy contest in Seward. We needed two free throws from Rachel Isherwood with 1.4 seconds to play to win the ball game.
Yeah, that game, it was following a little bit of a pattern for us. In two of our three losses this year, we had some leads, and then we turn around and give the leads away towards the end. And I shouldn't say give it away. I mean, Concordia played very well. They were very aggressive with us. But we stopped attacking and tried to play not to lose the ball game, and that usually gets you in trouble. And so we had to have a big play out of Rachel at the end, and with less than 2 seconds to go, she drew the foul and got to the free throw line, put them both away. So a lot of theater, a lot of drama in that ball game. I'm glad we were able to come out with the win.
Well, you had to get those two free throws. Rachel took the ball down the floor, drove to the bucket, and he had to do that with both Lindsay Ducey and Alicia Stadler on the bench with 5 personal fouls. Just talk about what was going through your mind there with 9 seconds to go.
Well, you know, the interesting part of it is that play probably wouldn't have happened if Lindsay and Alicia aren't in, because we had to go to our no-post offense and spread the floor, and then that opened up some opportunities for Kim first tried to penetrate, and she got shut off and then kicked it out to Rachel, and then she got the penetration. So it's one of those things. We went to plan B because of certain situations, and it worked out very well for us.
Rachel ended up having a great ball game, 16 points for you.
You know, they always choose to sag off of Rachel to try and help with some double teams, and she took 14 shots and shot almost 50% from the floor, and then, like I said, got the key free throw. So it's I think it's a little bit of a vindication for Rachel in that type of defense where teams say, well, we'll let you shoot the ball a little bit, and she proved that that wasn't a great idea on Wednesday night.
Now we've got these tough teams coming up with Briarcliff here this Saturday and then Northwestern next Saturday. You talked about your team really unable to stick a dagger in teams when you get them down. Is that a concern as we head down the stretch here?
Well, it comes back to, again, we've got to quit playing cautious, and we have to be the attacking team for 40 minutes. There's just some things that we're doing wrong in those stress steps or in that situation. One of them is that we get too conservative on offense. Another one is that we tend to run away from the ball a little bit against presses. The third one is we make mental mistakes on defense and we give up some easy buckets or we give up free throws. And so, you know, and one leads to another. It's the avalanche theory. It starts out as a little snowball and all of a sudden it's a big avalanche coming down at you. So, you know, the good news is we got to win the ball game the other night. The Morningside game we didn't win. So hopefully we got a little out of that. And, you know, as Don pointed out earlier, we haven't been in close games for a while. They've been very good about building that 10-point lead and then just extending it. So I think what we've seen in the last two ball games is opportunities for us to get better, to deal with a little pressure as we get into these last couple of big ball games, postseason tournaments, and so forth. So you kind of hope in the long run it was a good thing for us.
Tough one here this afternoon. The Chargers are Briar Cliff in here to take on Hastings. We'll come back and talk about them as our pregame show continues after this.
Celebrating more than 80 years and three generations, Vaughn's Printers continues to be your full-service printer, from design and layout to the finished product. Vaughn's Printers assures you workmanship that always satisfies. The printing business has changed, but one thing hasn't: Vaughn's Printers' dedication to quality and service. Make it happen with single-color through four-color process printing at Vaughn's Printers. 222 Eastside Boulevard in Hastings. Call 463-7721.
Back with Hastings College women's basketball coach Jeff Dittman. It's Hastings, ranked number one in the country, taking on fourth-ranked Briar Cliff here this afternoon. Identical records at 22 wins and three losses overall. Briar Cliff just a game behind Hastings, and the G-Packs sitting at 11-2. This is the team that Hastings beat earlier this season up in Sioux City, I think by 10 points, coach. But that was a tough basketball game for us.
Well, I think the first thing is you have to be ready to score a lot of points. Again, with their style of defense, they're going to take a lot of risks. And there's going to be a payoff for them a lot of times. So if you're not capable of coming in and scoring 85 points, 90 points, maybe even 100 as their score with Northwestern, I think the final on that one was 118-105. If you're not capable of scoring, then you're going to have problems beating this team. But we've shown that we can attack it well. It's about composure, and we'll see if their defense can cause us to have composure problems or if we can execute and get all those great shots we got in the first game.
If you like offense, you're going to love this one. This is two out of the top five scoring teams, not in the GPAC, but in the nation. You guys both put a lot of points on the scoreboard.
Well, that's it. I was visiting with Mike this morning after the shoot-around, and I said, if both teams really play a good game today, it'll be a great fan game because there might be 200 points, there might be 210, who knows how many points scored. And still, I think the team that plays the best defense gets to win, but it's one of those unique situations. You can play great defense, but great defense today may mean you hold a team under 90 points.
And that's amazing for women's college basketball, if you think about that. How has Briar Cliff changed from the first time around, if any?
Well, I think they're just a more confident team. Mike brought in five junior college players this year, and as the season's progressed, they've gotten used to their system. They've gotten used to that matchup zone. They've gotten used to the trapping. They've gotten used to their roles on the team. So I see this as a team that has really grown in confidence since the December ball game, and I thought they played well in that ball game as well. But they have a lot of weapons. They have a lot of speed, a lot of athleticism, and they really want to get into a track meet with you. When they get a rebound, if we're not sprinting and I'm sprinting hard, then you're going to end up giving up easy points. And I think that's the key for us, is that we've got to make sure we don't give up easy points. Liz Grider's going to get hers, and Salcido and Brown and a couple of those kids will probably get their points. But we've got to make sure that people aren't getting offensive boards, they're not getting fast breaks, they're not getting turnover layups, and all of a sudden Briar Cliff's got 105 points when the game's over with.
You mentioned Liz Grider. She is the number one scorer in the nation. She's averaging 27 points per ball game, scored 30 against us the first time around in that ball game in Sioux City. Talk about her as a player. What makes her so tough to defend?
Well, number one, she's 5'11" guard, and so that's a matchup nightmare. We've always feel we have good defensive players, but our guards are 5'6", 5'7". Becky Tesh is 5'9". So right there, they've got 2-inch height advantage on us. She has the 3 range, so you can't sag off of her and try to protect the paint. And then on top of it, she's got a really smooth penetration, and she just elevates up over the top of you, and she hits the jumper. So, we're kind of in that format of we're going to do a little bit of helping, but we're going to concede 30 points to Liz if necessary and just try and keep everybody else, 10 points under their average. And when the ball game's over, hopefully we'll have only given up 80 points.
And like you said, they are very good in transition. So in addition to trying to stop Liz Grider and the rest of the gang, stopping the transition, getting back on defense can be a key force today.
Well, I remember one time a few years ago with Mike's team, he had 600-meter dash champions from the states of Iowa and Nebraska. And I don't know if this team has quite the track credentials, but they're not very far away from it. So they really get out and run. They're really athletic. And the one thing that you can do to slow it down is you can continue to score. And that's that two extra steps to take the ball out of bounds and get it in play, and that buys you another 2 seconds. So our offense has got a responsibility of helping our defense today.
Liz Grider, again, the number one scorer for Briar Cliff. Megan Salcido is one, averaging in double figures at 12.8, and then Morgan Brown at 11.6. Talk about those two people and how do we shut them down?
Well, Brown is a great three-point shooter. She's shooting about 42% from the three-point line. So we want to make sure we sit on her and force her to put the ball on the floor. And with Salcido, she's a blue-collar player. She gets a lot of boards. She runs the floor. She moves into open spots when there's penetration. And so it's going to be very important that we're not rotating away from her and giving up those points. So now, you're back to the same thing. We have to force Liz to shoot as many jumpers as we can make her shoot so that we don't have to help on anybody else. And then, you just have to hope that she misses a few of them once in a while.
And defensively, this is a team very aggressive. You mentioned their matchup zone defense, whatever you want to call it. Very aggressive out there. They force 30 turnovers per ballgame. That's the average. So it's a team that really relies on their defense to create some offense for them.
Well, and I think a big part of it is going to be what kind of turnovers. And we've talked about this, the good versus the bad turnovers. I believe in the first contest we had about 23 or 26 turnovers, something like that. But very few of them resulted in fast break. Very few of them resulted in transition buckets. And we've got to just make sure if we make a mistake, if we get trapped, if there's no way out of it, we just hang on to the ball, get the five-second count, turn around, go play five-on-five defense at the other end, and don't allow these guys to get out. And again, players 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 on their team end up with 10, 12, 14 points because of transition baskets.
This is basically shutting down the transition. Is that the key force today?
I think it is. I think we're back to, again, make sure they earn every single basket, make sure we contest everything, make sure we're not doing any more helping than necessary so other players are getting involved. And, if you can keep it into the Grider show and she takes 50, 60, 70% of the shots, then, the other players will start kind of getting bored on offense and they're not going to end up putting another 50 points on the board with their other teammates. So if I had my wish, Liz would shoot 92% of all shots tonight and everybody else would just be held down.
Okay, coach.
Thank you.
Jeff Dibman, head coach for Hastings College. Stick around, starting lineups and the play-by-play description up next. Number one ranked Hastings and fourth ranked Briarcliff on 1230 KHAS.
You've been listening to the Jeff Dittman Pregame Show, brought to you by Vaughn's Printers. For envelopes, letterheads, brochures, business cards, newsletters, and forms, see Vaughn's Printers at 222 Eastside Boulevard in Hastings. Stay tuned for Bronco Basketball. Next up on Hastings Link to Bronco Sports, 1230 AM KHAS Radio.
Mary Lanning Memorial Hospital's Sports Medicine Outreach Program knows that as an athlete, you work hard to be the best you can be. When an injury happens, we know getting back in the game is the most important thing. That's why we're available weekday mornings and Saturday mornings for our sports injury clinics. Physical therapists and a certified athletic trainer are on hand to help you with your injuries. At Mary Lanning Memorial Hospital, our goal is to get you back into the game safely and as quickly as possible. Free clinics are held in the Medical Services Building on the Mary Lanning campus. Call for more information.
Physical Therapy and Sport Rehab of Hastings, located in the Ashton Place at 207 South Burlington, has been providing on-site event coverage and rehabilitation to athletes for 17 years. The experienced and caring staff at PTSR works with all area physicians to provide the best in care for all types of injuries. A Saturday sports clinic is available to athletes from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. during the fall and winter sports seasons. The people you know and the name you trust since 1992 is Physical Therapy and Sport Rehab of Hastings. Check us out on the web at www.ptsrhastings.com or call for an appointment at 402-462-8824.
Hastings College Play-by-Play is brought to you by the KHAS Radio Sports Boosters, local businesses supporting local youth and local athletics.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the Osborne Sports Complex, Lynn Farrell Arena. Hastings College basketball this afternoon on 1230 KHAS. Women's men's doubleheader is Briarcliff, a team from Sioux City, Iowa, in town to take on Hastings here this afternoon. Good afternoon. I'm Mike Will. I'll call the play-by-play for you. Briarcliff coming in. A record of 22 wins, 3 losses on the season. They're 11-2 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference, ranked number 4 in the nation. Hastings College ranked number 1 in the nation. The Broncos with an identical record, 22-3. They are 12-1 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Two teams would like to put some points on the scoreboard. In fact, it could take 90, 95 points to win the ball game here this afternoon. Briarcliff is number 1 in the conference as far as offensive production is concerned. They are averaging 89.8 points per ball game. Hastings College is number 3 in scoring offense. They are averaging 79.1 points per ball game. Hastings number 2 in scoring defense. They are giving up 61.5 points per ball game. And Briarcliff is number 9 defensively. They are giving up 69 8.8 points per ball game. The Briar Cliff, the highest scoring team in the nation as this ball game gets underway here this afternoon. Hastings College is fifth overall in the nation, and Briar Cliff has got the nation's number one scorer, that is Liz Greider. She is averaging 27.2 points per ball game. She had 30 the last time these two teams played, and she has scored 40 points in a ball game this season. She is 5'11" and senior from Chaska, Minnesota. Greider is hitting 48% of her field goals so far this year, 39% from three-point territory, and 79% from the free-throw line. So it's Hastings and Briar Cliff here this afternoon. Two teams right now that are on top of the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Hastings is in first place. Briar Cliff is tied for second with Northwestern, a team we will see next Saturday here in Hastings. Morningside right now is four games off the lead at 8-5, then Sioux Falls at 8-6. Battling for the top five spots right now in the GPAC. Other games going on today in the conference. Morningside is playing at Sioux Falls. Dort is at Midland. Northwestern is at Dana, Dakota Wesleyan is at Concordia, and Mount Marty plays at Nebraska Wesleyan. So Hastings has lost three times this year. A week ago Saturday, we lost to Morningside, 80-72. Hastings also with a loss to the College of the Ozarks back in November, 65-63, and they lost their first ball game of the season at Black Hills State, 74-58. Briar Cliff with three losses this year. One was to Hastings back in December when they lost to the Broncos in Sioux City, 91-81. Their other losses have been to Sioux Falls, 77-68. They also lost to Northwestern in overtime, 118-105. So obviously, Briar Cliff, a team that can put a lot of points on the scoreboard here this afternoon. Starting lines for Hastings, they will go with Kim Feynman, the 5'5" senior out of Lawrence Nelson. Feynman averaging 9 points and 5 rebounds per game. Heather McEwen, the 5'9" senior out of Ravenna. McEwen is averaging 10 points and 3 rebounds per game. Rachel Isherwood, the 5'10" senior out of Lincoln. She was the hero on Wednesday when Hastings beat Concordia 67-65. Hit a couple of free throws with 1.4 seconds remaining to give Hastings the win. Isherwood, the 5'10" senior out of Lincoln. She is averaging 8 points and 2 rebounds per game. Lindsay Ducey, 6'1", a senior out of Omaha, averaging 19 points and 9 rebounds per game. And Alicia Stadler, 6'1", a sophomore out of Grand Island Central Catholic, averaging 11 points and 7 rebounds per game. Our two post players, Stadler and Ducey, combined to score 55 points against this team earlier this season. Michelle Detterman will get a start for Briar Cliff, the 5'7 junior out of Lincoln. Detterman is averaging 7 points per ball game. Brittany Below is a 5'11" junior from Antigo, Wisconsin. She is averaging 3 points and 3 rebounds per game. Liz Greider, the nation's number one scorer, 5'11", a senior from Chaska, Minnesota, averaging 27 points per ball game. Other starters will be Morgan Brown and Megan Salcido, both averaging in double figures for the Chargers of Briar Cliff. Ball game is underway. Hastings controls the opening tap. They go right to work inside. Alicia Stadler shot up there, no good. Rebound comes down to Briar Cliff. So here come the Chargers. They will not waste a whole lot of time getting up and down the floor here this afternoon. This is Michelle Detterman with it. Goes across the top of the key now to Salcido. Over on the wing on the left side to Morgan Brown. Back outside, there's Grider with the ball. Moves it to the right. Fires up a shot. It's up there, no good. And she is fouled into play immediately here by Lindsay Ducey. Lindsay Ducey picks up the first personal foul. She fouled out of the ball game on Wednesday night in the contest against Concordia. Now Ducey picks up the first foul here, 30 seconds into the ball game. And Grider goes to the free throw line where Briar Cliff, her shot is up there, it's good. Grider is 79% foul shooter in the season. That is sixth in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. As a team, Briar Cliff is fifth in the conference at 72%. Next shot is up there, is good. Grider is going to get her 25 or 30 points here this afternoon. Hastings is trying to keep her under control at that point. And now Briar Cliff can apply some pressure back here in backcourt. Here comes McEwen down the near sideline. Has to get rid of it now to Isherwood. Rachel races the ball into the offensive scoring zone. They get it to Stadler on the wing. Stadler comes out now to Feynman. Now to Ducey. Ducey at the top of the key. Drive spins out here. Out to McEwen for three. A shot is up there. It's going to be off of the mark. No good. Rebound comes down to Briar Cliff. Detterman has got the ball for the Chargers. 2-0. Briar Cliff has got the lead. Detterman works out on top now against Isherwood of Hastings. Detterman looking to pursue the defense here. Here's a pass out on top. It's going to be intercepted. Intercepted by McEwen of Hastings. The first turnover on Briar Cliff here in the ball game. Here's Isherwood with the ball. Now to McEwen. Swings it right side to Ducey. Ducey penetrates inside the lane. Ball tapped away. Ducey picks it back up. Out to McEwen. Goes over to Fema now. On the wing on the right side. Lobs it into Alicia Stadler. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Ducey grabs the rebound. Goes back up. Her shot is going to be no good. Ball tapped out of there and it's brought down by Briarcliff. Detterman has got the ball for Briarcliff. She races it back the other way against Isherwood. Takes it to the top of the key. Hands away now to Megan Brown. Down the right side of the lane. Her shot is up there and she banks one home. Morgan Brown scoring there, and Briarcliff has now got a 4-0 lead over Hastings. We're a minute and 45 seconds into the ball game this afternoon for the Osborne Sports Complex, Lynn Farrell Arena. Hastings has got the looks here in the first couple of minutes of the contest. Adler has missed a couple at point-blank range. Here's Isherwood with the ball now. Gets away, but Isherwood gets it under control. Goes to McEwen, down in the corner, now to Stadler, inside to Ducey. Shot is up there, still getting, she's fouled on the play. Ducey will go to the free throw line now for Hastings. So the Broncos going right to work. They had a lot of success inside last time around. Ducey had 28 points in the ball game against Briarcliff, and Stadler had 27. The foul goes on Grider. That's going to be her first. A shot from the free throw line by Ducey is up and in. So now Ducey has got a foul, and Grider has got a foul for Briarcliff. The two leading scorers for each team picking up a personal foul early in the ball game. Here comes the next shot by Ducey. It's up and in. 4-2 is the score now. Briarcliff with a two-point advantage. Chargers will bring the ball up. Here's Dedeman again as she works out against the Isherwood. Takes it to the free throw line. Hands the ball away in a traveling violation. Morgan Brown got the handoff right at the free throw line. Took it down the right side of the lane and a traveling violation is called on the Chargers. Briarcliff averages 22 turnovers per ball game. They forced 30 on the other end. That is number one in the conference as far as a turnover margin is concerned. 4-2 the score. The Chargers have a two-point lead. Hastings has a chance to tie it up here with a goal. Bayman has got it on the right side of the floor. Kim being hawked out there. Good defense by Salcido. Gets it out now to Heather McEwen. Back to Feynman. Inside, they get it to Ducey. Splits a couple of defenders. Goes up for the shot. It's going to be no good. Stadler with a rebound. She is knocked down into play. And we have got a traveling violation on Hastings. Stadler went up with it. Came back down with the ball. And she was knocked off balance. And down to the hardwood here just to the left of the lane. And a traveling violation is called on Hastings. First turnover on the Broncos here in the ballgame. Kylie Dillon of the contest now for Briarcliff. She brings the ball up. Now Grider mishandles the ball. It's tipped out of bounds. So it's going to be Briarcliff playing things in here on the near sideline. Morgan Brown with the ball high above her head will inbound the ball to Dilla down here in the corner. Picked up by Isherwood of Hastings. The Broncos in the man-to-man defense. Dilla bounce pass comes over here to Liz Grider. Takes it down to the baseline. Goes for the hole. Her shot is up there and in. Liz Grider gets into the hole there for Briarcliff. And the Chargers are out on top by a score of 6-2. Hastings facing pressure here in backcourt. Here's Feynman with the ball. Gets it to Ducey. Now ahead to Alicia Stadler. Now to Ducey. Ducey gets it to Feynman. Pulls it up on the left side of the lane. Out here in three-point territory to McEwen. Down on the baseline, that's Isherwood. Shovels the ball off inside to Ducey, and she goes up, and she's fouled again. Hastings is going right to work in the lane there with Stadler and Lindsay Ducey. Drawing a personal foul now on Morgan Brown. That's going to be her first. Team foul number two on Briarcliff. And now Ducey goes back to the free-throw line here for Hastings. Ducey with a couple of free throws in the ball game. 6-2 is the score. Briarcliff out on top. That's team foul number two on the Chargers so far in the ball game. Ducey's free throw is up there and in. Lindsay, an 85% foul shooter in the conference. That is number one in the G-Pack, averaging 19 points and 9 rebounds per ball game. Next shot is up there and is good. So Ducey now with 4 points. She's still some 100 points shy of the all-time scoring record here at Hastings College, held by Mary Stoob. Here's a long-range jumper put up there. It's up and in. Morgan Brown hitting one from just inside the three-point ring. On the left side of the lane, it's now an 8-4 ball game. Briarcliff has led this baby for the first 3.5 minutes of the contest. Here's Ducey. She rockets a pass to the far sideline. It goes out of bounds. So a turnover there on Hastings, a second turnover. Ducey sent it to the far side of the floor there, and nobody was home for Hastings to go sailing out of bounds. Briarcliff will play things in. Kylie Dilla has got the ball for the Chargers. Hastings still under man-to-man defense with Isherwood picking up Dilla now. They go to the left side. That's Morgan Brown. She drives it in the lane, loses control of the ball, and is picked up by Ducey. Third turnover now, and Briarcliff here in the ball game. Here's Feynman with the ball. Goes over to McEwen. She mishandles it. Now the scramble is on. The jump ball is called here, and the arrow pointing in favor of Briarcliff. I think Heather was looking for the ball there. It was ricocheting off of her hands, and the scramble was on. Ducey was down there to get her hands on it, but a jump ball called. Turnover number 3 on Hastings here in the ballgame. 8-4. We're 4 minutes into the contest here this afternoon. Hastings and Briar Cliff on 1230 KHIS. Here's Dillon with the ball. Moves it to the right side of the lane. Back out on top to Brown. Her shot is up there. Top of the mark. No good. Offensive rebound. Follow shot is up there. It's blocked down. Salcido got the rebound there, but she was stuffed by Alicia Stadler. Alicia picks up a block shot there. That's her 48th of the season. 8-4. The Broncos have the ball back. Here's Feynman. Comes out here to Isherwood. Isherwood down to Feynman on the right side. Dribbles inside the ring. Throws up a 17-footer. It's going to be too long. Rebound Isherwood. Circles around underneath the basket. Goes up there. A shot no good. The ball tapped out of bounds. Hastings ball. Brittany Belo knocking the ball out of bounds there for Briar Cliff. So Hastings will play things in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. Here comes Krista Stewart into the ball game now for Briar Cliff. Stewart is a 6'1" sophomore out of Glenwood, Iowa. Also coming in is going to be Kelsey Evans, a 5'9" freshman from Wilmer, Minnesota. So Kelsey Evans down to the ball game here for Briar Cliff. Here's a pass inside, mishandled again. Fourth turnover on Hastings. It is picked up by Briar Cliff, coming back the other way, driving down the lane. Krista Stewart, a shot no good. Ball goes out of bounds, and it's going to be Hastings' ball. And now head coach Jeff Dippman wants to call a timeout. The Broncos have not looked real cherry here offensively in this ball game so far. We've got a timeout. Hastings 15 minutes and 22 seconds to play in the first half. The score, Briar Cliff 8, Hastings College 4.
Keep your vehicle in top running condition. Rely on the trained professional mechanics at Halloran Battery and Electric. They'll have your car, truck, or van ready for changing driving conditions. Safe driving starts with a stop at Halloran Battery and Electric. 2001 West 2nd, Hastings.
Harvard State Bank, competitive, progressive, and secure. While Harvard State Bank is locally owned, they still offer the latest technology like free online banking. Go to harvardstatebank.com. Since 1903, Harvard State Bank, equal opportunity lender, member FDIC.
1230 KHAS.
Well, the Nebraska women's basketball team winners this afternoon. The Huskers now 21-0 in the season to beat Texas A&M today in Lincoln, 71-60. Nebraska 71, Texas A&M 60. Here's Becky Tesh into the ballgame now for Hastings. To Isherwood, comes to the near sideline to Feynman. The top-ranked team of the nation, Hastings College, trailing Briar Cliff 8-4 here this afternoon. Isherwood goes in the high post to Stadler. Over to Tesh, 4-3. Her shot is up there. It's good. Becky Tesh had a couple of big three-pointers in the ballgame against Concordia on Wednesday. Here she comes off of the bench and hits the tray from the right side. The Broncos are back to within one. 8-7 the score. Here's Detterman, drives the ball against Tesh. Down the right side, stops, comes out to Dilla. Dilla at the free throw line, being hacked out here by Isherwood of Hastings. Here's Liz Granite with the ball for three. Shot is up there, it's going to be no good. Becky Tesh with a rebound. Tesh dribbles out of there now for the Broncos. She'll bring it up herself against the Detterman of Briar Cliff. Brings it into the offensive zone. The Broncos can pull ahead with a field goal right here. Isherwood on the dribble now, moves it to the right side. Now reverses the ball, comes near his side. Here's Tesh again for three, shot good. Becky Tesh with back-to-back threes for Hastings. And the Broncos are out on top for the first time here this afternoon with 14-19 remaining. And now a traveling violation on Krista Stewart. So Becky Tesh comes off of the bench and hits 2 3-pointers to ignite the Broncos' offense here in the first half. Hastings now with a 10-8 advantage. Here comes Elise Schlake into the ballgame now for the Broncos, replacing Alicia Stadler. And also Sophia McDermott comes into the contest as well, as Isherwood will come to the bench. 10-8, Broncos have a 2-point lead. Hastings leading for the first time here this afternoon. It's Feynman with the ball, now to McDermott. McDermott will bring things up for the Broncos as she brings it across the midcourt stripe here, working against this man-to-man defense. Feynman for three. Shot is up there, it's good. Kim Feynman hits the three. So Hastings on a 9-0 run. 13-8 is the score now. All 3-pointers, 2 from Tesh and 1 from Feynman. Here's a shot taken from the elbow by Detterman. It's up and in. Michelle Detterman left all alone there right at the elbow, right side of the lane. And Briar Cliff gets the field goal, 13-10. Broncos now with a 3-point lead. Here's McDermott with the ball in backcourt. McDermott bringing things up against Morgan Brown. Bounce pass down the near sideline. It's going to be lost out of bounds off of Ducey's hands. Pass was a little wide of the target right in front of the Briar Cliff bench. Ducey could not control it. It goes out of bounds. 5 turnovers on Hastings here in the ballgame, 4 on Briar Cliff. Hastings 13, Briar Cliff 10. Women's college basketball here this afternoon on 1230 KHIS. Dunnerman hands the ball away. Now a bounce pass down low. Shot is up and in. Megan Salcido scores there for Briar Cliff. Salcido is averaging 12 points per ball game. She gets her first field goal of the contest right there. An easy field goal from Morgan Salcido. Here's Becky Tesh. Bounce pass down low. It's handled here by Ducey. She is covered up. The ball is being tapped around. Finally picked up by McDermott. Her shot for three is no good. Rebound comes down to Evans, and a foul is going to be called. A foul is going to go on Hastings. That's going to go on Schlake. First foul on Elise Schlake. That's team foul number two on the Broncos. Here comes McEwen back into the ballgame. Fayman is going to check out, and also McDermott comes out. It's Isherwood is also going to rejoin the group out there. 13 minutes to play here in the first half. 13-12. Hastings leading by one. Driving the hole into the bucket, or driving the ball into the bucket is Detterman. Her shot is up there. It's no good. Rebound Isherwood. Gets it away now to McEwen. Back to Isherwood. Down to the baseline. This is going to be Tess, and she is knocked down in the play. She tried to drive toward the basket there for Hastings, and a foul is going to be called. Brittany Belo picking up the foul. That's going to be your first. Well, Hastings will play things in here on the near side. 12:47 to play in the first half. 13-12, Broncos with the lead. Isherwood will inbound the ball here for Hastings. Rachel looks, throws it into the backcourt. Nobody is there. It is picked up by Morgan Brown. She drives the length of the floor and scores. So some miscommunication there. Morgan Brown picks off the loose ball and drives it to the hole and scores. She's now got 6 points in the ball game. 14-13, Briar Cliff has got the lead. Here's Hastings coming back with the ball now. Isherwood down on the baseline. She's double-teamed. Isherwood has it slapped away, and it's going to be taken away. Kelsey Evans gets it for Briar Cliff. Gets it down to four to Detterman. Detterman's pass over here to Brown. Her shot is up there as good as she's fouling the play. Morgan Brown gets the field goal, and she is fouling the play here. It's going to go on Schlake. So a couple of fouls on Schlake, and she's going to come out of the ball game now as Fama is going to come back in there. Ducey's going to check out as well as Alicia Stadler is back in there. 16-13 the score. Briar Cliff is out on top by three. Morgan Brown to the free throw line. Her shot is up. It's going to be good. Brown has got 9 points in the ball game already this afternoon. She had 11 the last time these two teams played up in Sioux City. A game won by the Broncos, 91-81. Here's a test now. Knocks down a defender. Gets the ball down the right sideline to McEwen. And McEwen is whistled for the traveling violation. She tried to one-hand the ball over to a Fayman. And he got caught up there, and a traveling violation is called. They had a two-on-none break. And Hastings turns the ball away. Eight turnovers now in Hastings. The Broncos have really struggled offensively here in the first 8 minutes of the contest. 17-13. Hastings down by 4 points. Detterman, there's a feed down low. It's going to be intercepted. Intercepted there by Alicia Stadler. Gets the ball away. Now to McEwen. Now to Isherwood. Rachel has got it back to the offensive zone. Hands it away down to Fayman. Dribble to the top of the key, down the right side of the lane, stops there. Bounce pass out to Tesh, now to Isherwood, takes it into the paint. Jump pass goes to the far side, a high pass to Fayman. Fayman gets it under control, gets it out to Tesh. Tesh called for the traveling violation, a little indecision there for Becky Tesh. 9 turnovers on Hastings here in the ball game. They average only 16 for the season. They've got 9 in the first 9 minutes of the ball game. And it's 17-13, Hastings is down by 4 points. Fourth-ranked Briar Cliff and number one-ranked Hastings squaring off here this afternoon at the Osborne Sports Complex, Lynn Farrell Arena. Kylie Dilla has got the ball now for Briar Cliff. Dilla out here in three-point territory. Bounce pass. They get her down the high post to Salcido. Now down in the corner to Morgan Brown back inside to Dilla. Dilla bounce pass to the elbow. Left side of the lane. Dribbling into the paint is Morgan Brown. Her shot no good, and there's a foul and a rebound. It's going to go on Brittany Belo for Briar Cliff. That's going to be your second. Team foul number four on the Chargers. Into the ball game now for Briar Cliff is going to be Krista Stewart. Coming out is going to be Brittany Belo. Here comes Ducey back into the ball game now for Hastings, replacing Becky Tesh. 11:24 to play here in the first half. Hastings down by 4 points, 17-13. Here's McEwen. To send a ball back to Isherwood, and it's knocked immediately out of bounds. Briar Cliff with a lot of backcourt pressure here. A team that forces 30 turnovers per ball game. They get a lot of turnovers here in backcourt. Hastings have a task here just getting the ball into the offensive zone. McEwen bounce pass to the near sideline to get it to Fayman. Now Hastings will set up their half-court offense. McEwen has got it now to Isherwood over there on the wing on the right side. Isherwood dribbles. Top of the key, leaves it to the free throw line to Ducey. Down the other side to McEwen, and a traveling violation is called to McEwen. with a ball fake. Trying to drive it inside, and a traveling violation is called. And Heather, she's been banged up a little bit. She turned an ankle on Wednesday in the ball game against Concordia. It was very tender on the Thursday, but she got to start here this afternoon for head coach Jeff Dittman. Hastings with 10 turnovers in about the 9 minutes to play here in this first half. Dilla's got it, drives it down the right side of the lane, stops, gives it away here to Grider. Grider backs up against Feynman, and a traveling violation is calling Grider. Good defense there by Kim Feynman. Normally that's the case, as Feynman draws the toughest assignment defensively, and she's matched up with the nation's number one scorer, Liz Grider, here this afternoon. Gets the traveling violation there. McDermott down the right sideline for Hastings. A pass, it's going to be almost thrown out of bounds. Ducey saves it. Her pass out on top, nearly intercepted, but Isherwood grabs it back. Isherwood down to McDermott on the wing on the right side. Sophia, bounce pass across the top. They get it to Feynman. Dribble penetration. Feynman leads it over to McDermott for three. Shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Stadler with the rebound. Follow shot, good. Alicia Stadler gets the rebound. 17-15. Here's a turnover now as Isherwood steals the ball. Isherwood drives inside it. An offensive charging foul on Isherwood. Rachel Isherwood gets the interception, the steal back here in backcourt, and tries to drive the ball to the hole and gets hit with an offensive charging foul. 17-15 is the score. Briarcliff and Hastings scoring off here this afternoon. The two top teams right now in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Hastings with a one-game lead over the Chargers as play gets underway here this afternoon. Number one in the nation in Hastings, number four in the nation in Briarcliff. Both teams 22-3 on the season. Ryder stops at the free throw line, sends a pass down low to Salcido, and shot is up and in. Megan Salcido now with 4 points in the ball game. Grider is sixth in the conference in assists, averaging 3.4. She gets one right there. 19-15. There's McDermott for three. Shot's going to be short. Rebound is loose. It goes out of bounds from the baseline, and it's going to be Briarcliff basketball. Hastings down by 4 points early in the contest, 19-15. We have played halfway. 9:56. Left here in the first half, Detterman has got the ball now for Briarcliff. Detterman goes to Salcido. Megan Salcido's bounce pass is going to be kicked there. And it's going to be Briarcliff playing things in on the far sideline. Bronco basketball here this afternoon on 1230 KHIS. Here comes Becky Tesh into the ball game, replacing Sophia McDermott. 9:45 to play first half, 19-15. Chargers have a 4-point lead, 19 seconds left in the shot clock here. As Briarcliff will inbound the ball, down to the scorer's table and checking in now. It's going to be Kylie Dilla for Briarcliff, and coming out is going to be Morgan Brown. Brown has had a good first half so far, 9 points in the ball game for the Chargers. Outside to Evans, left wide open, and her shot is up and in. Nobody out there defensively for Hastings, and Kelsey Evans hits a 17-footer. And Briarcliff is out to a 21-15 advantage here in this contest. There's Feynman with the ball in backcourt. Now to Becky Tesh, holding it. Becky is double-teamed, flips it away now to Feynman, down the right sideline. Feynman into the forecourt, two-on-two now. Feynman will stop, double-team. Ball poked away, scramble is on, goes out of bounds. Nope, she saves it, but it's picked up here by Briarcliff. Detterman has got the ball, 11 turnovers now on Hastings College here in the ball game. Here's Grider for three, shot is up there, top of the mark, no good. Rebound tapped around, picked up by Salcido. Salcido hands the ball away. Dillon nearly lost it out of bounds, but gets it under control. Circles around. Bounce pass down low to Evans. She is out on the play, and a foul is called on Ducey. Lindsay Ducey picks up the personal foul for Hastings. That's going to be her second. And now we got a timeout, Hastings. Broncos going to talk things over. 8 minutes and 58 seconds to play here in the first half. Briarcliff has got the lead over the Broncos. We'll take a break. Briarcliff 21, Hastings 15.
It's a special deal from Hogan Sporting Goods. For every $50 in purchases, you get a $10 coupon for your next purchase. Good through February 20th. Ask Hogan's for details. Hogan Sporting Goods, downtown Hastings, open Monday through Saturday.
Case Drive-In Drugs and Case Medical Part Pharmacy always give you the fast, friendly, accurate service you've come to expect. From prescription drugs to over-the-counter medications, trust Case Drive-In at 5th and Hastings and Case Medical Part Pharmacy in the Hastings Medical Park.
1230 KHAS.
Scoring for the Great Plains Athletic Conference here this afternoon. Mount Marty has jumped out on top of Nebraska Wesleyan. The score is 15-8. They've got 8 minutes to play in that one. Other games going on today. Morningside is playing at the University of Sioux Falls here this afternoon. Dort is at Midland. Northwestern playing at Dana. Dakota Wesleyan is at Concordia. Those are all women's men's basketball doubleheader. So a busy day of action in the Great Plains Athletic Conference here this afternoon. The top two teams scoring off here today at Lynn Farrell Arena, the Osborne Sports Complex. But Briar Cliff has got the lead over Hastings. The score is 21-15. Briar Cliff will inbound the basketball. Baseline left side underneath their own hoop. Liz Grider will play things in. Liz bouncing off with the back of Stadler. And then Grider takes the shot. It's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Stadler. Hastings has used that play a couple of times. Stadler had her back to the inbound man. That was Liz Grider. Grider just knocks it off of her back. Tries to go for the shot. Now back the other way. Ducey misses an easy shot. The rebound comes down to Salcido. Dutterman has got it down for Briar Cliff. Drives it down the right side of the lane. Nice pass down low to Evans, and she puts it in. Kelsey Elvin scores for Briar Cliff. She's got 4 points. And the Chargers now lead by 8 points in this one, 23-15. Here's Stadler with the ball right at the 10-second line. Now they give it away to Alicia Stadler. Back to Stadler on the high post. Over here to Tesh. Fakes the three. Pulls it back down. Comes to Ishwood, drives it down the lane, gives it off to Feynman on the baseline. Her shot from 10, way off the mark. In fact, an air ball. Rebound comes down to Dutterman for Briar Cliff. 23-15, Hastings trailing. Long pass down to four to Salcido, and she lays it in. Megan Salcido now with 6 points in the ballgame, and Briar Cliff has opened up a 10-point lead over the top-ranked team of the nation, Hastings College. It's 25-15, 7:50 to play. Here's Hastings with the ball. Becky Tesh comes out to Ishwood. Now to Feynman over here. Free throw line extended left side to Stadler at the elbow. Comes out to Tesh. 4-3. Shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound is lost by Feynman. It's picked up here by Dedeman. Broncos getting one shot and one shot only. Here's Dedeman down the right side of the lane. Her shot can be blocked out of bounds by Stadler. Alicia's second block of the day. She's now got 49 for the season. Into the ball game now is Morgan Brown for Briar Cliff. Stadler's going to check out now. Here comes McEwen back in there. 25-15 is the score. Krista Stewart comes back in now for Briar Cliff. Going out is going to be Kelsey Elvins. So Liz Grider will inbound the ball now for Briar Cliff. Comes out at the top of the key. Diller for three. Shot is up there. It's an air ball. Goes out of bounds. So Kylie Diller throws up the air ball from the top of the circle. Briar Cliff has got a 10-point lead. It is 25-15. Isherwood will inbound the ball now. The Broncos are going to face pressure again here in backcourt. There's Feynman, gets away, a feed to Ducey. Down the near sideline, down to Kim Feynman again, out to Ishwood. Down to McEwen for three, shot is up there, it's off the mark, no good. Rebound comes down to Feynman. Feynman gets it away to McEwen. Rockets a pass to the near side to Becky Tesh, drives the baseline, double team. Cut off there, now it's going to be taken away. Grider gets the interception. Briar Cliff gets the ball back in the offensive zone, but it's going to be intercepted right back here by Feynman. Feynman gets it now to Ishwood. Ishwood with the ball. Tries to get it into Ducey. The ball slapped away, but it's picked up here by Feynman out in three-point territory. Kim takes it inside the free throw circle. Feynman bounce pass out to McEwen. She is covered up here. Feeds it back inside to Ducey. Left to right across the lane. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Feynman grabs the rebound. Feynman brings it back out to McEwen. Double team. Goes over to Tesh. Tesh, dribble penetration, tries to shovel it away to Ducey, tipped away again, picked up by Feynman, 10-footer is up there, no good, and the rebound comes down to Salcido. 25-15, and now Briar Cliff loses the ball here in backcourt, and it goes out of bounds. Megan Salcido turns the ball over back here. Is that or Grider wasn't looking for it. Nevertheless, the ball got away back there in backcourt, and Salcido got rid of the pass. It goes trickling out of bounds, so a turnover on Briar Cliff. 25-15 is the score. Hastings is down by 10 points. 6 minutes and 20 seconds to play. Here comes a Dennerman back into the ball game now, replacing Dilla for Briar Cliff. Hastings will inbound. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. Briar Cliff has got a 10-point lead over the Broncos. 25-15. Feynman looking to inbound. Feynman looks, and now a 5-second violation is called. Feynman unable to get the ball inbounded. Boy, the Broncos really struggling offensively. A team that is averaging 79 points per ball game. We've got 15 points on the board in, 14 minutes of playing time here this afternoon. And 12 turnovers. Dutterman has got the ball at the elbow. Hands it away now to a Morgan Brown. Drives it against the Becky Tesh. Bounce pass down low to get it to Evans. She tries to pass it across the lane and is picked off here by Ducey. Ducey gets it to Feynman. That's 9 turnovers now in Briar Cliff. Feynman gets the ball to McEwen. Heather down the right sideline, dribbling with it now. Picks it up, goes to Feynman. Thaman dribbles to the free throw line, back out to McEwen. They get it back inside to Ducey. She wheels in the lane, splits a couple of defenders, goes up with a shot, and she's fouled in the play. And Ducey will go to the free throw line here for Hastings College for the third time this afternoon. Personal foul is going to be whistled on Kelsey Evans. That's going to be her first. Ducey is 4-for-4 from the free throw line so far this afternoon. She has not hit a field goal yet. Ducey averaging 19 points per ball game. That is second in the conference behind Liz Grider, who plays here for Briar Cliff. Shot from the free throw line is up and in. So Ducey with 5 free throws so far in the ball game. Coming back into the ball game, Kelsey Evans. Grider is also coming back into the contest now for Briar Cliff as Ducey will have another free throw. Her shot is up there. It's good. 6-for-6 for Lindsay Ducey this afternoon. And the Broncos now trail by 8 points. It is 25-17. Here's Grider with the ball now for Briar Cliff. Her pass out on top is going to be intercepted. Intercepted by Tesh. She drives her shot to be blocked down and the foul is called. Tesh taking the ball down the floor there. She was fouled in the play by Morgan Brown at Briar Cliff. That's going to be Morgan's second. And now Becky goes to the free throw line here for Hastings. Tesh with a couple of three-pointers back there. But Hastings fell behind the first time, 8-4. Tesh came on and hit 2 three-pointers. Give Hastings the advantage at 10-8. A shot from the free throw line is going to be no good from Tesh. She'll get one more. Becky is a 77% foul shooter in the season, which is 10th best in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Here's a shot. Next one is up there and in. So Becky now has 7 points in the basketball game. She scored 10 the other night in the 67-65 win over Concordia. Hastings is still down by 7 points in this one, 25-18. Pressure defense. Here's a pass again. It's going to be tipped away, and it's going to be Hastings' ball. Nope, Briar Cliff's ball. It was tipped out of bounds there by Hastings. Jeff Dittman down the sidelines here, voicing his disapproval here for Hastings. We did not have a very successful night against the officiating crew on Wednesday night. And now here we go again. 5:24 to play in the first half from Lynn Farrell Arena. Hastings still down by 7 points. 25-18. Evans has got the ball. Picked up by Ducey of Hastings. Evans hands it away. Detterman has got it down for Briar Cliff. Drives the ball against Tesh. Detterman on the right side of the lane. And now a traveling violation is called. Detterman took the ball out of the paint. The traveling violation. Good defensive effort there by Becky Tesh of Hastings. That is 10 turnovers on Briar Cliff in the ball game. 12 for Hastings. 5:14 to play here in the first half. 25-18. Briar Cliff with a 7-point lead. So two out of the top 5 scoring teams in the nation scoring off here today and having all kinds of problems. That's another traveling violation on Hastings in backcourt from Becky Tesh. 13 turnovers on Hastings. 18 points and 13 turnovers. 5:07 to play now. 25-18. Briar Cliff has got the lead. Detterman has got the ball. Detterman works over here. I guess Brittany Wong is into the ball game for the first time now for Hastings. Here's Grider. Her shot over Feynman is going to be no good. Kim grabs the rebound. Feynman comes up the floor. Bounce pass down the right sideline. McEwen has got it. McEwen now gets into the hands of Feynman. Brings it back to Heather. Deep on the wing in the right side. Goes down to Brittany Wong. Her off-balance shot is going to be no good. A running one-hander is too long. And the rebound comes down to Kelsey Evans. Not a very good shot taken there by Brittany Wong. Here's Grider. Out of Detterman. Bounce pass left side of the lane. Here's a shot by Bilo. Is up there. It's no good. Rebound Detterman. Has the ball taken away. McEwen gets the steal. Long pass down to the floor. They get it to Feynman. She grabs it on the baseline but can't go for the shot. Gets it out to Brittany Wong. Down to McEwen. Down to Becky Tesh. Down on the baseline. Tesh holds it. Tesh has still got it. Comes over here to McEwen. Outside now to Feynman. Takes it inside the free throw circle to Brittany Wong. Out to Feynman. Takes it to the free throw line. Her jumper is up there. It's around the rim and off the left side. No good. Down for the rebound. Tesh has got it. Follow shot. No good. Rebound Tesh. She's fouling the play. Becky Tesh providing a spark for Hastings here in the ball game today. Brittany Bilo picks up the personal foul. That's going to be her third. And now Tesh goes to the free throw line for the Broncos. 4 minutes to play in the first half. It's 25-18. Briar Cliff out on top by 7. And now Tesh goes back to the free throw line here. 7 points in the ball game, 1 of 2 from the line, and she sinks this one. She'll have one more. Here comes Megan Salcedo into the ball game for Briar Cliff. And also, Letitia Dotson comes into the ball game as well. Second shot is up there. It is good from Tesh. So the Broncos back to within 5 points. They trailed by 10 just a few minutes ago. The Broncos have hit 5 free throws since. 25-20 is the score. Here's a Dotson with the ball. Dotson drives it into the lane. Her shot's going to be partially deflected there by McEwen. Ball goes out of bounds. It was last touched there on the baseline by Evans. So Lakeisha Dotson into the ball game now for Briar Cliff, a 5'10" junior out of Sioux City. 25-20. The Broncos are now down by 5 points. 3:38 to play here in the first half. Here's Feynman driving the baseline. And here's a bounce pass that's going to be intercepted. Detterman has got it. The Broncos turn it away again. Detterman takes it into the paint, drops it down low, and the shot is up and in. Morgan Salcedo scores. She's got 8 points in the ball game, and it's now 27-20. Briar Cliff winning by 7. It's going to be Tesh inbounding the ball to get it to Feynman. Back to Becky Tesh here in backcourt. Tesh dribbling with the ball, double team, gets it away. Feynman has got it now. Feynman brings it into the offensive zone. McEwen, now to Tesh on the near sideline. Tesh comes out to Feynman. Feynman comes out to McEwen, 4-3. Shot is up there. It's going to be no good. It goes out of bounds. Was it tapped? It was not. An air ball thrown up by McEwen from three-point territory. And now she's going to come out of the ball game. It's going to be Stadler coming in now for Hastings. 27-20 is the score. A 7-point lead for the Chargers. 3 minutes to play here in the first half. Dillon has got the ball, drives it down the right side of the lane, runs into Stadler, and picks up a personal foul. I see a couple of Broncos were there. Stadler was one of them. Brittany Wong was the other, and Wong is going to be the guilty party. First foul on Brittany Wong. Under the free throw circle will be Dilla. She throws up the charity toss. It's up and in. Here comes Isherwood into the ball game now, replacing Wong. 28-20. The Chargers have an 8-point lead over the top-ranked team in the nation here this afternoon. Hastings struggling along in a big ball game here today. Next shot is up there and in. Kylie Dilla hits a pair of free throws, and now the Chargers are back out to a 9-point lead, 29-20. Hastings facing a lot of pressure in backcourt, and we're really having problems with it. That was famous. He got bounced the ball off of the leg of Greider. Out of bounds. Hastings unable to get anything that's working out there. Bring the ball up the floor. Now Isherwood will try to inbound the ball. Here is Kim Thaman's having a couple of words with head coach Jeff Dittman. Here's Lindsay Ducey now. She gets it into the offensive zone, brings it back to Feynman. Feynman moves it over to the right side of the floor on the dribble, reverses the ball, gets it to Ducey at the top of the key, drives it, bounce pass down to Tesh on the baseline on the left side, picked up by Greider. Tesh on the high post to Stadler. Stadler's shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound, Alicia. Gets it out to Isherwood from 10. Her shot, no good. Rebound bounced around, and the baseline picked up by Stadler. Out to Ducey. Fakes the three. Dribbles inside. 17-footer. That shot is no good. Ball tipped out again. Feynman has got the ball. Fourth time could be a charm here. Hastings has got it back with 2:10 remaining. Feynman gets it down to Ducey. Ducey drives the ball. Cut off nicely here by this Briar Cliff defense. Chargers playing good D here this afternoon. Isherwood drives the baseline. Her shot is still good, and she's fouling the play. Isherwood will go to the free throw line. The foul is going to go on Dotson. So Dotson picks up a personal foul. And Isherwood to the free throw line. Isherwood is 76% foul shooter in the season. And her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. It was Isherwood who hit two free throws with 1.4 seconds to play on Wednesday. You give Hastings College a 67-65 advantage over Concordia and the victory. As the inbounds pass was then intercepted, and Hastings hung on for the victory the other night, their 22nd of the season. 29-20, the Chargers out on top here as Isherwood will have one more. This is up there, it's good. Isherwood hits one out of two. 29-21. Briar Cliff with an 8-point lead. Hastings now applying some pressure here in backcourt. That's Dilla with the ball. Right handed dribble, and she has a dribble off of her leg. Nope, it was off of Isherwood's. Ball goes out of bounds here on the near sideline, but it was off of Isherwood's leg. And now it's going to be Briar Cliff playing it in. Just the left of the Hastings basket with a minute and 55 seconds to play here in the first half. Briar Cliff surprising the hometown Broncos here this afternoon, 29-21. Salcedo has got the ball to Detterman. Now down low to Stewart. Shot is up and in. Stewart scores over Stadler. 31-21. Second time today the Broncos have been down by 10 points. Here's Isherwood, and now we got a timeout called here, or do we? The official blows the whistle.
Well, what do we have? Isherwood was tied up in the play. They thought that maybe Jeff Dittman wanted to call the timeout over here, so they blew the whistle. And now they're going to inbound the ball over there. So an errant whistle there by the official. She blows the whistle thinking that Coach Dittman was calling the timeout. He was not. In the meantime, Isherwood was tied up in the play. That was one of those oops flags that you see on Sunday during the NFL. They pick up the penalty flag. So now Isherwood will play things in. Hastings has still got the possession. Bateman has got the ball here in backcourt. Now to Isherwood. Isherwood brings it into the offensive scoring zone. Hastings is down by 10 points, 31-21. Here's Becky Tess with the ball. Loses it down in the corner. And it's going to be slapped out of her hands there by Greider. Brian Cliff, so Hastings will play things in. Still 12 seconds left in the shot clock. 31-21. Brian Cliff with a 10-point lead over Hastings this afternoon. Tess will play it in. Here's Feynman with the ball. 9 seconds in the shot clock. Feynman moves it to the left side of the lane. Stops there. Comes out to Tesh. Bounce pass inside to Stadler. Now to Isherwood. Her shot is up there for two. No good. Rebound comes down to Kylie Dilla for Briar Cliff. Gets it ahead down to Detterman. Detterman's pass down to the baseline to Stewart. She falls down with it, but gets it into the hands of Greider. Liz Greider out on top. Now to Dilla for three. Shot is up there. It's an error ball. It goes out of bounds. Second time today she's throwing up the error ball, and a Bronco student body section going to let her know about that one. Here comes Morgan Brown into the ball game. Now Dilla will check out. A minute and 3 seconds to play here in the first half. 31-21. Briar Cliff out on top by 10. Chargers have had the lead most of the way here. Here's Isherwood inbounding the ball. They get it to Becky Tesh. Tesh puts it on the floor. Dribbles it across the midcourt stripe where she's going to meet a double team over there. Tesh gets it away. They get it down to Feynman, now to Ducey. Lindsay holding the ball right side of the lane. Out in three-point territory. Now to Tesh. Tesh gives it out to Ducey, fakes the three, dribbles inside, puts up a 10-footer and hits it. That's the first field goal of the ball game for Ducey. She's now got 8 points in the contest. 31-23. It doesn't look like Hastings is quite ready for the pressure defense that Briar Cliff is applying here this afternoon. Ryder has got the ball now for the Chargers. Works against Feynman, goes up for the shot. It's going to be partially deflected there by Stadler. It goes out of bounds, and they will give the ball to Briar Cliff. As Ryder caught the ball and went up for the shot, they had both Feynman and Stadler in his face, or her face. And Liz will now play things in for Briar Cliff with 17 seconds left in the shot clock. Greider gets it in to Brown. She drives for the hole. Her shot is up there. It's no good. Rebound Stadler. Alicia grabs the rebound for Hastings. Gets it away down to Feynman. 16 seconds to play here in the first half. The Broncos are down by 8 points. 31-23. Isherwood with the ball. Drives it down the lane. Bounce pass is going to be deflected by Greider. Picked up by Isherwood. Now to Becky Tesh. Tesh drives the ball for the hole. We got a traveling violation called. Tesh has whistled for the traveling violation. 3.5 seconds to play. 31-23 is the score. Here's a Detterman with the ball. Launches up a three-pointer. Shot is no good, and that is the end of the first half of play. First half of the books here this afternoon. Hastings and Briar Cliff squaring off today, and it has not been real pretty for the Broncos offensively here this afternoon. First half of the books for the Osborne Sports Complex, Lynn Farrell Arena. The score at halftime, Briar Cliff 31, Hastings College 23.
Mohawk has been the most trusted name in carpet for more than 125 years. And Boers Floors on West 1st Street is your Mohawk dealer. Boers Floors has a great selection of Mohawk carpet, wood, laminate, and tile. Savings, quality, and value on Mohawk carpeting featuring Mohawk Smart Strand, providing superior stain protection. It's just better. Call Boers Floors at 46-FLOOR-463-5667 or stop at 827 West 1st Street in downtown Hastings. Find romance this Valentine's Day from Bob Sass Flowers. Fall in love all over again by giving your Valentine a gorgeous bouquet of flowers, premium roses, brightly colored mixed arrangements, Mylar balloons, and chocolates. Say it with flowers from Bob Sass Flowers, 2618 West 2nd Hastings, open Monday through Saturday.
Celebrating more than 80 years and three generations, Vaughn's Printers continues to be your full-service printer, from design and layout to the finished product. Vaughn's Printers assures you workmanship that always satisfies. The printing business has changed, but one thing hasn't. Vaughn's Printers' dedication to quality and service. Make it happen with single-color through four-color process printing at Vaughn's Printers. 222 East Side Boulevard in Hastings. Call 463-7721.
Insurance Plus Financial Services wants you to compare your homeowners and auto insurance. Insurance Plus is an Allied insurance agent. Allied, a nationwide company on your side. Let them compare and make sure you're not paying too much and also that your coverage is adequate. It's a simple process that could save you some money. With Allied Insurance Plus, you'll know that should something happen, you're covered. Allied, a nationwide company on your side, and Insurance Plus providing sound, trusted coverage. Insurance Plus Financial Services in Fairfield and 715 South Burlington and Hastings. Call 461-4465.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will back at the Osborne Sports Complex, Lynn Farrell Arena. Bronco basketball here this afternoon. Number one ranked Hastings trailing fourth ranked Briarcliff in our women's ball game 31-23 at the break. It was Briarcliff who jumped out to the early 4-0 lead in the ball game, then led 8-4. That's when Becky Tesh came in, hit a couple of three pointers. Kim Feynman then hit one. So Hastings went on a 9-0 run. They go back out in time by a score of 13-8. But then the Broncos were outscored 13-2 coming back. And Briarcliff held a 21-15 advantage. They increased the lead to 10 points at 25-15 with 7.5 minutes to play in the first half. And right now Hastings is down by 8 points. It is 31-23. Shooting numbers in the first half. Briarcliff is hitting 43% from the field. They were 13 out of 30. Briarcliff 0 out of 7 from three-point territory in the first half, and they were 5 out of 5 from the free throw line. Hastings hit only 17% of their shots in the first half. Hastings, the number two shooting team in the Great Plains Athletic Conference, hitting 47% of their field goals. Hastings 5 of 29 from the field in the first half of play for 17%. They were 1 out of 10, or actually 3 out of 10 from three-point territory for 30%. 10 out of 12 from the free throw line, 83%. The Broncos out-rebounding Briarcliff 23-17, including 12-5 on the offensive end. Hastings has already turned the ball over 17 times in a basketball game here this afternoon. Briarcliff has got 13 turnovers. But again, the Broncos hitting only 17% of their field goals in the first half at 5 of 29. Leading scorers in the ball game so far for Hastings, Lindsay Ducey and Becky Tesh leading the way. Tesh has got 2 3-pointers, and she is 3 out of 4 from the free throw line. She has got 9 points. Lindsay Ducey with a field goal, 6 out of 6 from the free throw line. She has got 8. Other scorers, Kim Feynman has got 3 points on a tray in the first half. Alicia Stadler has got a field goal for 2. Rachel Isherwood, 1 out of 2 from the free throw line for 1 point. So Hastings, a team that's been averaging 79 points per ball game, has got 23 on the board here at halftime. Briarcliff is being led by Morgan Brown. She has got 9 points. Brown has got 4 field goals, and she is 1 out of 1 from the free throw line. Megan Salcedo has got 4 field goals for 8 points. The other scorers, we see Liz Greider has been held to just 4 today on a field goal, and she is 2 out of 2 from the free throw line. So Hastings getting the job done on Greider today, but boy, they've got no offense to help them out. Kelsey Evans also with 4 points and a couple of field goals. Krista Stewart has got a field goal for 2. Michelle Detterman has got a field goal for 2. Kylie Dilla, 2 out of 2 from the free throw line for Briarcliff. So the Chargers trying to pull off the upset here this afternoon. They lead Hastings College at the break. The score is 31-23. Other scores in the contest around the nation today. Nebraska has beaten Texas A&M 71-60. Huskers still undefeated on the season. Other conference scores, Concordia has got the lead over Dakota Wesleyan, 43-36. That game is at halftime. Northwestern has got the lead over Dana. The score 20-10. They are still in the first half. And Mount Marty has got the lead over Nebraska Wesleyan. They are at halftime now. The score, Mount Marty 32 and Nebraska Wesleyan 15. Again, the Nebraska women's basketball team winners today over Texas A&M by the score of 71-60. It is 31-23. Our score at halftime here this afternoon. Briarcliff has got the lead over Hastings College. Coming up, Tyson Evronik will join us. He has got Hastings College spotlight. Then we've got the second half straight ahead. You're listening to Bronco Basketball on 1230 KHAS.
Don't miss out on any of the action at Hastings College. Join Crimson Connection today. From football to softball, theater productions to music events, a Crimson Connection membership is the ticket for you and your family to get everything happening at Hastings College. It's the most fun in the area, as well as the best deal. Only $55 gets your entire family into a full year of great Hastings College athletic and cultural events. Hastings College Crimson Connection. Call 461-7327 or find us on the web at hastings.edu/crimson to join now.
If you have problems with insects, rodents, or termites, call Gassman Pest Control in Hastings. They're locally owned and operated. Gassman Pest Control is licensed in Nebraska and Kansas and uses only EPA-approved chemical applications. That's Gassman Pest Control. Call 463-2734.
Stop at Thompson Oil Company, 806 East South Street for complete auto care. Or for your convenience store needs, go to the West 2nd Best Stop at 2nd and Laird. Both locations feature Phillips 66 Super Clean Gasoline in three grades, unleaded, E10 with ethanol, and premium unleaded. Thompson Oil Company, Hastings.
This is Hastings College Spotlight, brought to you by the Hastings Federal Credit Union, 707 North Marion Road in Hastings.
People helping people. That's the philosophy of the Hastings Federal Credit Union. As a not-for-profit cooperative, the credit union's goal is to provide financial strength, stability, and service to all of its members. If you're not a member, consider joining today and take advantage of the credit union's many products and services, including online access of your account. Call 463-6668 or stop at the Hastings Federal Credit Union, 707 North Marion Road. Your savings federally insured to at least $250,000 and backed by the full faith and credit of the United States government. NCUA insured.
Good evening and welcome to Hastings College Spotlight here on 1230 KHS. Joining me this evening is professor and the chair of the music department, Robin Kuser. Robin, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, Tyson.
Always enjoy talking to you. And this weekend, we got a pretty big event coming up. You guys are hosting the Nebraska High School Honor Band Choir and Orchestra Festival. Let's talk a little about this.
Happy to talk with you about it. The Honor Band and Honor Choir and Chamber Orchestra, as you said, will be convening at Hastings College this Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. This event brings about 250 of the finest high school musicians from across the state of Nebraska to Hastings College.
Okay. And how do these high school students get selected to be into this?
Well, students that are interested in as sophomores, juniors, and seniors submit audition tapes. Those tapes are judged by our faculty, and from those auditions, we select the membership of the band, choir, and chamber orchestra. As I mentioned, we have about 250 students selected for this group, or these groups, and we had about 850 auditions this year. So
wow.
It kind of tells you how select this festival is.
Yeah, exactly. And what are some of the criteria that you look for in these auditions?
Well, obviously, we try to put together the best band, choir, and chamber orchestra possible. Musicianship, the quality, the outstanding leadership in their local organizations, in their high school band programs. Those are the kinds of things that we look for and obviously build it around the quality musicianship that we hear.
Okay, now this festival starts tomorrow on Thursday, and it's going to run through Saturday, and then I believe it ends with a concert now. Is that correct?
That is correct. Students and their directors arrive tomorrow evening is registration, and then they're in rehearsal all day Friday and Friday evening. On Saturday, they begin the day with rehearsals, and then we have a performance, public performance, at 3 o'clock at Kiewit Gymnasium on Saturday the 6th.
Okay, now how can they get a hold of you for tickets? Is this open to the public?
It is indeed open to the public, and tickets are available at the door. So we invite all of the public, South Central Nebraska, to come and listen to some great music.
And how long has this been going on, Robin?
Well, this is the 48th year for the Honor Band and the 40th year for the Honor Choir and actually the 34th year for the Honor Orchestra. So it's really become quite a tradition here at Hastings College.
Okay, now for the music department in general, I mean, I know the students still have classes and everything. Does it really get kind of hectic around with the Honor Band and choir, and you even got the orchestra? So you've got so many students at Hastings College rehearsing and getting ready for the Saturday's concert. How do we incorporate that with the students?
Well, our students are a very big part of the whole weekend. We have one special performance set aside just for our students to perform for these guest students.
Hmm.
And then, of course, the students assist in a variety of different ways in the organizational process. Certainly, if they're going out to become teachers, we want them to be involved in the organization side and the administration just so they have that practical experience. So the event serves somewhat as a laboratory for those future educators as well as the students that we're bringing in as an educational experience.
So that's really cool. Not only do the high school students get to participate with you, the faculty, but the college students get, so basically the music majors, get involved as well.
That is correct.
Okay. Now, once again, this concert is on Saturday. And just for purposes, again, what time is this?
The concert is at 3 o'clock at Kiewit Gymnasium, and tickets are available at the door.
Okay, well, Robin Kuser, thank you so much for joining us on Hastings College Spotlight tonight. Hope for a great concert, and this is a great opportunity once again to get out and see some great musicians from the high school level, some of the top musicians. Just hope for an excellent concert and just to have a good time with the high school students this week.
Thank you very much, Tyson. We look forward to hosting everyone.
Hastings College Spotlight has been brought to you by Hastings Federal Credit Union, serving the financial needs of people who live or work in the Hastings area. Stay tuned because the second half is straight ahead on Hastings Link to Bronco Sports, 1230 AM, KHAS Radio.
For more than 80 years, Burt's Drugstores have been serving its customers with its best prescription service, old-fashioned personal service where they call you by your first name. Free delivery 6 days a week in the drive-up window at Burt's Pharmacy. Serving you, Burt's Drugstore, downtown Hastings and Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue.
Jackson's Car Corner has built a reputation for high-quality, hand-picked vehicles. Good, clean, low-mileage cars, vans, and pickups. Stop by today and see them at Jackson's Car Corner, 3rd and Colorado in downtown Hastings, where our customers send their friends.
Whether you're buying or selling, follow the leader, Real Estate Group of Hastings, number one in home sales again. The women and men at Real Estate Group have 175 years of combined experience. Specialties include new construction, residential, commercial, farm, relocations, and expert assistance and guidance for first-time home buyers. The Real Estate Group of Hastings in the Crozier Park Professional Center on East 14th Street. Visit virtual tours and the open house schedule at realestategroupofhastings.com.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will back at the Osborne Sports Complex, Lynn Farrell Arena. What we expected to be a run-and-gun, track meet type of basketball game here this afternoon has not materialized. And at halftime, Briarcliff has got the lead over Hastings this afternoon. The score is 31-23. Hastings hitting only 17% of their field goals in the first half. They were 5 of 29 and 3 out of 10 from three-point range. Briarcliff hit 43% of their field goals, 13 out of 30. They were 0 for 7 from three-point range. But Hastings College with an 8-point deficit to make up here. This is a big ball game in the Great Plains Athletic Conference here today. The Broncos are currently in first place in the conference at 12-1. Briarcliff is in second place at 11-2. Hastings number one in the nation. Briarcliff number four in the nation. But so far, a pretty sloppy basketball game as the Broncos have already turned the ball over a total of 17 times in the game, and they average 22 on the season. Actually, Hastings averages 16 on the season, so they're already above their turnover average this year. Briarcliff averages 22 turnovers per ball game. They have 13 in the contest so far, so we've had 30 turnovers in the first half of play between the two teams. 31-23 is the score. The two teams have combined to go 3 out of 17 from three-point territory. Hastings with 23 rebounds in the first half. Leading rebounder was Alicia Stadler. She had 6. Kim Feynman had 5 rebounds for the Briarcliff Chargers. Michelle Detterman had 5 boards for the Chargers. So here we go. Hastings College and Briarcliff getting ready for the second half. The Broncos will play things in off of the far side, and immediately ball tipped there by Detterman, but it's chased down here by Feynman. So Hastings will shoot to our basket to our right. You could just tell from the faces of the coaching staff for Hastings College. They were not happy campers coming out of the locker room. Here's Ducey at the free throw line. She'll get things started with a jumper there. Ducey hits her second field goal of the ball game. She's got 10 points, and now Hastings back within 6. He just had that look from the coaching staff that they were not real happy at halftime. 31-25 to score. Briarcliff has got the ball back. Denneman has got it. Now back outside. That's going to be Morgan Brown. Her pass is going to be deflected out of bounds. That was Isherwood over there for Hastings. knocking the ball out of bounds. 31-25. Briarcliff has got the lead over Hastings in women's college basketball this afternoon. We got the men's game coming up next at 4 o'clock today. You're on 1230 KHAS. Grider will inbound the ball out to Michelle Detterman. Detterman drives it now against Isherwood. Stops right at the top of the three-point circle. A pass will be tipped and intercepted. Taken away there by Isherwood of Hastings. That's going to be turnover number 14 now in Briarcliff. Feynman has got the ball. Now to Ducey at the free throw line. Her shot is up there. It's going to be short. Rebound comes down to Brittany Below for the Briarcliff Chargers. Now to Liz Grider. Long pass down to four. They get it inside, and a shot by Megan Salcedo is up and in. Good pass there by Grider. Salcedo gets the field goal. She's now got 10 points in the ball game, 33-25. Briarcliff with the lead. Here's McEwen with the ball. Now to Feynman. Feynman right side of the lane. Goes the other way to Ducey, tries to penetrate inside. The ball's going to be deflected away and is picked up by Grider. Another turnover on Hastings. That's 18 in the ball game. Here's a traveling violation at the other end. As Brittany Below tries to work for position right in the lane there. She's whistled for the traveling violation. 15 turnovers on Briarcliff, 18 on Hastings. 33-25, the Broncos are down by 8 points. Here's Ducey with the ball for Hastings. Goes down the far sideline, down to Feynman. Feynman will dribble to the top of the three-point circle and gets the ball out here to Isherwood. Slides it right side down to McEwen. Faking, goes inside, comes out to Isherwood. Now at the free throw line, back out to McEwen. Rockets a pass inside to Ducey, takes it down to the baseline. Mishandles the ball, picks it back up, and then scores. Had it knocked loose, but Ducey picks it back up and scores. She's hit a couple of field goals now here in the second half. She's now got 12 points in the ball game. Hastings back to within six, 33-27. Grider has got the ball, spins in the lane. There's a pass deflected down in the baseline. It's going to be picked up here by McEwen. Great defense there again by Kim Feynman, as Feynman had Grider covered up as she took it into the paint. And now Feynman has got the ball back at the other end. Offensively for Hastings, Feynman comes to McEwen. Now down in the corner to Isherwood. Isherwood drives, comes back out on top as Feynman chases the ball down on the far sideline. 10 seconds left in the shot clock. Feynman goes to Isherwood, circles around, drives it all the way to the basket. Her shot is up there and in. Isherwood scores. Hastings back within 4 points. 33-29 with 17 and a half minutes to play. Here in the contest. Here's Detterman. Contact made. Traveling violation. She runs into Isherwood. She kind of knocked off balance there. No fouls called. Instead, a traveling violation. His whistle on Briarcliff. That's their 16th turnover in the ballgame. Hastings will play things in now in backcourt. They're trailing by four. 33-29. Chargers have the lead. Here comes Feynman on the break. Drives it all the way to the basket. Her shot is up there. It's off the iron. No good. Ball is tipped to the corner. It goes out of bounds. And it's going to be Hastings' ball. Last touchdown there in the corner by Morgan Brown of Briarcliff. End of the ball game now, Kelsey Evans. Coming out is going to be Grider. Coming in is going to be Kylie Dilla. And also coming in is going to be Keila Chihak. So Grider is now on the bench. She has not had a real productive afternoon. The nation's leading scorer, averaging 27 points per ball game. She had 30 the last time we played her back in December. And so far today, she's got only 4 points. Here's Ducey for three. Her shot is up and in. Ducey now with 15, and the Broncos back within one. 33-32. Here's a Kelsey Evans with the ball for Briarcliff. Now to Dilla. Takes it into the lane. The ball's going to be tapped away again. It's going to be brought out of there by McEwen. Now a foul is called. Foul is called here in backcourt. It's going to go on Brittany Below. That's going to be her fourth personal foul. She's going to have to come out. And now it's going to be Krista Stewart replacing Below. Becky Tesh coming in. Stadler will come out for Hastings. 33-32 now. The Broncos are trailing by 1 point. Becky Tesh has got it for Hastings. Tesh gets it away to Isherwood. Isherwood down to Feynman, still here in backcourt. Feynman dribbling with the ball. 18 left in the shot clock, and now just now into the offensive zone with 15 to go on the shot clock. The Tesh down in the corner, fakes the three, dribbles just to the right of the lane, gives it up down to McEwen, brings it back to Tesh, drives the ball to the baseline. Here's a pass in the lane. It's going to be intercepted. Intercepted by Evans for Briarcliff. Turnover number 19 on Hastings. Evans back into the forecourt here for Briarcliff. Picked up by Feynman. Goes over to Chihak with the ball now for Briarcliff. Dribbling in the wing on the right side. As it's stripped away, it is loose, but it's picked up in the corner by Dilla. Dilla being guarded there by Isherwood. Spins on the baseline, tries to go for a shot. Instead, feeds it over here to Krista Stewart. in the corner on the left side. Cross-court pass goes to Evans. Her shot for three is no good. Rebound comes down to Feynman. 16 minutes to play. Hastings trailing by one. 33-32. Isherwood drives it all the way to the basket. Her shot is up there. It's good. Isherwood gets it. The field goal for Hastings, and the Broncos have got the lead. 34-33. Hastings has outscored Briarcliff 12-2 to begin this second half of play to reclaim the lead. 34-33 Hastings. Here's Dillon with the ball. Dillon drives it down to Payton. She's going to be fouled in the play. Let's see. Isherwood was there, and McEwen there for Hastings. And the foul is going to go on Isherwood. So Hastings on actually an 11-2 spurt right here to begin the second half. 11-2 officially. It was 31-23 at halftime. Kylie Dilla goes to the free throw line for Briarcliff. She is a 76% foul shooter on the season. She is 2 out of 2 from the free throw line so far this afternoon. Hastings with a 1-point lead. Shot is up there. The shot is good. She will have one more. Grider comes back in. Here goes Morgan Brown in for Hastings. Brittany Wong is going to come in there for Hastings. And also Sophia McDermott. We're tied at 34 points apiece. 15 minutes and 34 seconds to play here in the contest. Broncos have trailed by 10 a couple of times here in the ballgame. Shot from the free throw line is going to be no good by Dillon. The ball is going to be rebounded here by Hastings. Sophia McDermott. We're tied up at 34 points apiece. Here's Ducey. Jump pass down on the baseline. It's mishandled there by Wong. Picks it up in the corner. Sends it back to Ducey. Double team gets away. Goes for the basket and scores. Bunch of charges right around Lindsay Ducey, but she went up anyway and hits the field goal. She's now got 17 in the ballgame. Hastings with a 2-point lead. 36-34. Here's Adilla being guarded there by Wong. Finally gets it over to Krista Stewart. Cross court pass on the near side to Morgan Brown. Brown trying to penetrate. She is cut off. Goes to Krista Stewart. Gets it back inside the lane to Salcido. Her shot is up there good. Megan Salcido scores. She has now got 12 in the contest, and we're tied up at 36. Hastings dribbling with the ball in backcourt. Wong gets it to Ducey, now to McEwen. McEwen comes out to Brittany Wong. It looks like Briarcliff in a zone defense here. Right side, here's Heather McEwen. Comes out to Sophia McDermott. Mishandles the ball, but saves it from going out of bounds, but right into the hands of Morgan Brown. Down to Adilla. Drives it. Her pass will be deflected, and it'll be brought down here by McEwen. McEwen has got it for Hastings. Back the other way to McDermott. Sophia comes down to McEwen, over to Brittany Wong, now to Ducey, fakes the three, dribbles to the elbow, puts up a shot and hits another field goal. Lindsay Ducey now with 19 points in the ballgame. She's got 11 already here in the first 7 minutes of the second half. Now we got a foul back the other way. It's going to go on McDermott of Hastings. Sophia McDermott picks up the foul. That's going to be her first. Here comes Feynman back in. Here comes Isherwood back in. And Stadler wants to check in as well. Stadler's going to come back to the bench and will not check in. 14 minutes to go here in the ball game. Hastings now leading by 2 points, 38-36. A long three thrown up there is good. Morgan Brown from a different area code hits that three-pointer right down through the hole. She's now got 12 points in the ball game. Here's a steal now in backcourt by Briarcliff as Hastings turns the ball away and a timeout is called. Dedeman chases the ball down deep in the corner and then calls the timeout as she was surrounded by Broncos. That is 21 turnovers on Hastings in the ball game this afternoon. We've got a timeout, 13 minutes and 49 seconds to play here in the contest this afternoon from the Osborne Sports Complex. We'll take a break with a score. Hastings 41, Briarcliff 36.
These are the words every homeowner dreads.
Oh, the furnace is broken.
And these are the words that make everything better.
I'm calling the American Standard guys.
Your local independent American Standard heating and air conditioning dealer can repair any brand you've got, or better yet, upgrade you to a supremely reliable American Standard comfort system.
Ah, all better.
Call Beeman's Appliance Sales and Service, your independent American Standard dealer. Call 462-2311.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will back to the Osborne Sports Complex. 13:49 remaining here in the ball game. Wait a minute, we got the. All of a sudden, the scoreboard reads something else. Now we've got the score 39-38 in favor of the Chargers. So the scoreboard must have been wrong. So it's now 39-38, the score. Briar Cliff has got the lead over Hastings here this afternoon. Jeff Dittman down questing that one. The Broncos had a four-point lead or five-point lead shown on the board before the timeout. Now here's a steal by Isherwood again. Briar Cliff turns it over for the 18th time here today. 39-38, Briar Cliff has now got the lead over Hastings. Here's a pass by McCune. It's going to be blocked down by Griner. And it's going to be recovered here by Briar Cliff. And now a steal in backcourt by Isherwood. Isherwood has got it. She goes for the hole, and her shot is up there. It is good, and she is fouled in the play. Isherwood gets the field goal, and she is fouled in the play by Krista Stewart. So good heads-up play there by Isherwood. She was all alone back here as everybody else went back to the other end. Isherwood got the steal and got the field goal. So Rachel will go to the free throw line now to try to make this a three-point play. She's now got 7 points in the basketball game. Hastings now with a one-point lead, 40-39. And the shot is up there, it is good. 41-39, Hastings out on top. 13-19 remaining here in the contest this afternoon. Michelle Detterman hands the ball away to Morgan Brown. The ball's going to be deflected. It comes into the backcourt. Retrieved there by Griner. Then she's tied up on the play by Faman. They fall to the hardwood, and the arrow is pointing in favor of Briar Cliff. So the Chargers will get it. Griner, so far the nation's leading scorer, but averaging 27 points per ball game, has got just 4 points this afternoon. If you would have told me that at the beginning of the ball game, I would have liked the Broncos' chances here. Right now, Hastings with just a two-point lead, 41-39. Here's a long-range jumper again by Brown. That's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Faman. Kim has got it for Hastings College. Gets it into the forecourt. Now to McEwen. Now to Ducey. Drives inside. Now dumps it away to Stadler. His shot is up there. It's good. Ducey gets the assist. Stadler gets the field goal. Alicia now with 4 points in the ball game. Hastings with a four-point advantage. Ball is loose again here in backcourt. Isherwood goes after it and calls the timeout. Isherwood dives for the ball down there and immediately calls the timeout. 20 turnovers now in Briar Cliff, and I'll tell you what, the head coach for Briar Cliff is not a happy camper. He is out here. In fact, he's out on the floor. Mike Power is having a little conversation with the officials. I'll tell you what, he met him back here in the defensive zone. He was way out on the floor here for Briar Cliff, and some of the assistants had to pull him back to the huddle. We'll keep it right here as this is going to be a quick 30-second timeout. Hastings is playing with a lot more energy here in the second half, so whatever happened at halftime was good for the Broncos, because in the first half, it was just the opposite. They did not play with a whole lot of energy and enthusiasm in that opening half of play, and Hastings fell behind, 31-23. 43-39 is the score, with 12 minutes and 46 seconds to play. Hastings will inbound the ball after the nice play there by Isherwood. Rachel's got it now, and the baseline goes right to work inside to Stadler, and her shot is up and in. Stadler now has 6 points in the ball game. Ball tipped away again as we picked up over there. Now a foul is going to be called on Isherwood. Rachel picks up her third. It is now 45-39. Hastings has outscored Briar Cliff in the second half so far, 22-8. And Briar Cliff will play things in off of the far sideline. Non-shooting situation is Liz Griner will play things in to Michelle Detterman. Detterman picked up by Isherwood. There's a bounce pass to Belo just inside the three-point circle. Tries to drive it against Stadler. Has to give the ball away now to Morgan Brown. Brown drives it down the left side of the lane. Goes up with a shot. Loses the ball out of bounds. A turnover on Briar Cliff. That is their 21st turnover. Hastings has got 22. 45-39. The Broncos now with a six-point advantage. This is the biggest lead of the ball game now for Hastings. Isherwood goes over to Kim Faman. Faman dribbles to the left side of the lane. Bounce pass goes inside to Ducey. Goes for the basket. Her shot is up and in. Lindsay Ducey gets the field goal. She's now got 21 in the ball game. And it is now 47-39 in favor of Hastings. Driving back the other way is Denneman. Her shot's going to be no good. Rebound Stadler. Stadler gets it to Ducey, now to Faman. Kim with the ball here in backcourt, dribbling. Comes to the near side, now reverses. Gets it into the offensive zone. To Isherwood, now to Faman. Broncos have an 8-point advantage, 47-39. Here's McEwen for three. Shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Battle for the rebound. It is brought down here by Briar Cliff. Salcedo has got it. And now she's going to be tied up in the play. Salcedo is knocked down here by Ducey. And a jump ball is called. The arrow pointing in favor of Briar Cliff. So the Chargers will maintain control. Nope, they're going to give it to Hastings. They're going to give it to Hastings. And again, Mike Power, the head coach for Briar Cliff, is going to meet the officials here at the 10-second line. Does not like the way things are being called, I understand, in the second half. We got a timeout, 47-39. Hastings College has got the lead. We'll take a timeout. You're listening to Bronco Basketball.
People helping people. That's the philosophy of the Hastings Federal Credit Union. As a not-for-profit cooperative, the credit union's goal is to provide financial strength, stability, and service to all of its members. If you're not a member, consider joining today and take advantage of the credit union's many products and services, including online access of your account. Call 463-6668 or stop at the Hastings Federal Credit Union, 707 North Marion Road. Your savings federally insured to at least $250,000 and backed by the full faith and credit of the United States government. NCUA insured.
1230 KHAS.
Bronco basketball this afternoon on 1230 KHAS and also available on the World Wide Web at www.hastingslink.com. Internet streaming sponsored by Hastings College. Named the number one best value college in Nebraska by Forbes.com. Pursue your passion at Hastings College. The Broncos have now built an 8-point lead, 47-39. Hastings has outscored Briar Cliff 24-8. Here in the second half. We're down to 11 minutes and 36 seconds to play this one. Hastings will play things in. McEwen comes out to Tesh out here in three-point territory. Tesh, now to Alicia Stadler. Brings it back to McEwen, right side of the lane. McEwen puts it on the floor, dribbles out here in the three-point territory. Goes to Feynman, now to Ducey, down the left side of the lane. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. She's fouled in the play. And Ducey will go to the free-throw line here for Hastings. Megan Salcido picks up the personal foul for Briar Cliff. That's going to be your first. Ducey with 21 points in the basketball game. 13 of those have come already here in the first 8 minutes of the second half. Ducey 6 out of 6 from the free throw line. Her shot is up there. It is good. She'll get one more. Ducey now at 22 in the ball game. Leads all scorers. 48-39. Hastings with a 9-point lead. Their biggest lead of the contest. Next shot is up there. It's good. So entirely a different team in the second half. 49-39. Hastings with the advantage now. Leading by double digits for the first time today. Detterman has got the ball on the near side to a Liz Grider. Throws up a three. Her shot is up there and in. Liz Grider's first three-pointer of the ball game. She's now got seven. 49-42. Briar Cliff back to within 7 points. Feynman down the left sideline. Breaks the pressure here. Stops. Left side of the lane. Comes out to McEwen. Open for three. Takes the shot and misses. Rebound comes down to Ducey. Ducey dribbles once, bounce pass, back out on top again. McEwen has got it, back to Ducey. Ducey dribbles inside, traveling violation is called. So Hastings gives it back to the Chargers. 49-42, Hastings down on top. 10:50 to play here in the contest. Michelle Detterman will bring the ball back now for Briar Cliff. Becky Tesh will pick her up as she brings it into the offensive zone. Hastings still in a man-to-man defense. Detterman. Jump pass comes from the near side. That's going to go to Brittany Belo. Belo sends it inside to Salcido. Now down on the baseline to Brown. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Ducey. Ducey gets the ball now to Becky Tesh. Right-handed dribble down the near sideline. Now it's poked away. Picked up by McEwen. McEwen has got it. Now over to Feynman. Over on the wing on the left side. Takes it to the elbow. Stops there. Out to McEwen. McEwen now to Tesh. 4-3. Shot is up there. It's off of the back iron. No good. Goes up over the backboard out of bounds. Briar Cliff will play things in. Broncos are 22-3 on the season, 12-1 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. They've got a one-game lead over Briar Cliff. They're sitting at 11-2 in the conference. Briar Cliff is also 22-3 on the season. Broncos with a 7-point advantage, 49-42. Detterman has got the ball. Right side, Salcido. A shot is up and in from just inside the ring. Megan Salcido now with 14 points in the basketball game, and Briar Cliff is back to within 5 points. 49-44. So now Briar Cliff has scored the last 5 points in the contest. Here's Ducey, 4-3. Her shot is up there. Rims off, no good. Rebound to Megan Brown. Brown gets it away. Now to Brittany Belo. Belo, cross-court pass, comes over in the left side of the lane. Her shot is up and in. Morgan Brown left open again. Brown now with 14 points in the ball game. It's 49-46. Briar Cliff back to within 3 points with 9:25 to play. Pressure. Ball deflected. Picked up by Heather McEwen. McEwen gets it out of Becky Tesh down the left sideline. They get it to Feynman. Gets it back to the center of the floor. Now to Ducey. Drives down the lane. Her shot no good. We got a whistle and a foul called. I was going to go on Megan Salcido. That's going to be her second. 9:12 remaining. here in the contest. That's the fourth team foul on Briarcliff here in the second half of play. So Ducey will go to the free throw line. Ducey with 23 in the ball game. Her season high was the 28 points that she put up against Briarcliff back in December. Ball game played in Sioux City. Shot is up there. It is good. In fact, in that ball game, Ducey had 28. And Alicia Stadler had 27 as the two post players scored 55 points against this team first time around. Stadler has got 6 points in the ball game today, and now Ducey has got 24. 50-46. Hastings leading by four. Ducey looks to add to the total right here. It is up there. That one is no good. First free throw she's missed today. She's now 9 out of 10 from the free throw line. Hastings with a four-point lead. Detterman dribbles left to right across the lane. Out to Liz Grider. Shot is up there and in a three-pointer. Grider throws up a three. She's now got 10 points in the contest. 50-49. Hastings out on top. Broncos come back with the ball. Feynman gets it down to Isherwood. Down on the baseline to Tesh. Dribble. She is double-teamed. Tesh trying to get rid of it. Does so. Isherwood has got it in the wing. Isherwood, free throw line extended right side. Dribbles behind her back. Gets away. Gets it down to Feynman. Broncos with a one-point advantage with 8:39 to play. Feynman goes to Becky Tesh down the right side of the lane. Puts the defender in the air. Now goes inside to Isherwood. Drives for the hole, and she's fouling the play. Isherwood will go to the free throw line now for Hastings. The foul is going to go on Kelsey Evans. That's going to be her second. Five team fouls now on Briarcliff here in the ballgame. Isherwood to the free throw line. She's got eight so far this afternoon. Two out of three from the stripe. Hastings 50, Briarcliff 49. Women's college basketball this afternoon. Shot from the free throw line is up and in. Isherwood will have one more. Hastings now with a two-point advantage, 51-49. Isherwood dribbles the ball to stripe, throws it up there. That one rims off, no good. Evans with a rebound. So Hastings leading by two. Briarcliff with the ball. Here comes Grider back. Drives the ball against Feynman. Off balance shot is up there. It's no good. We got a foul called. Feynman fell down with it. Trying to defend her, and she picks up the personal foul. First foul on Kim. Non-shooting situation. It's going to be Hastings staying here on defense. Briarcliff will inbound the ball. Baseline left side. Underneath her own hoop at 8:21 remaining. Detterman comes out to Grider now. Liz holding the ball. Going to drive it now against McDermott. Puts her in the air, goes up with a shot and scores. Grider hits one off balance and everything, gets it down through the hole. And now we're tied up at 51 points apiece. Hastings has it deflected out of bounds. So it's going to turn into an 8 minute and 7 second ball game. We're tied here at 51 points apiece. Becky Tesh will play things in. Now to Kim Feynman. Two teams could be playing for a conference championship here this afternoon, although the Broncos still have a handful of games left. That one over and back violation on Hastings. An over and back violation is called there on Hastings College as Feynman got the ball to the 10-second line to McDermott. And an over and back violation is called here to a turnover on the Broncos. That's number 23 in the ballgame today. We are tied up at 51 points apiece. 7:56 remaining in the ball game. Callie Dilla has got the ball now for Briarcliff. Dilla comes across the top to Morgan Brown. Brown penetrates to the free throw line, kicks it out. Here is a long-range jumper put up there and in. Brittany Bielow hits the long-range jumper from just inside the three-point ring, and Briarcliff reclaims the lead, 53-51. Here's Becky Tesh with the basketball now for Hastings. Right side of the lane, has it poked away. She tries to go to Feynman, and it was knocked out of her hands. And then it's going to be Hastings' ball last, or rather, it's going to be Briarcliff ball last touched by Hastings here on the near sideline. So the Broncos turn it away again. 24 turnovers on Hastings. Brittany Wong comes into the ball game now for Hastings. Becky Tesh comes out. 53-51 is the score. Briarcliff has got the lead. Liz Grider will bring things up now for Briarcliff. Feynman goes for the steal. Can't get to it as Grider dribbles behind her back. Gets it into the forecourt now. Grider hands the ball away to Morgan Brown. Drives it down the lane. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Battle for the rebound. Brought down there by Bielow. Now a foul is called. A personal foul is going to go on Hastings. It's going to go on McEwen. Or rather, Isherwood. Rachel Isherwood picks up the foul. That's going to be her fourth. Team foul number five in the Broncos. Non-shooting situation is going to be Briarcliff inbounding the ball. Grider will go to the far sideline to Dilla. Dilla now to Grider. Her shot is up and in. Grider scores again. She's now got 14 in the ball game. She's got 10 here in the second half. Hastings held her to just 4 points in the first half. Here's a steal now by Evans. Evans has got it for Briarcliff. Drives, shoots, and misses. And the rebound comes down to Ishwin, and she's fouled in the play. So a foul is going to go here. It's going to go on Evans. Kelsey Evans going to pick up her third personal foul. That's going to be the 16th foul now on the Chargers. No free throws. Hastings will play things in. Megan Salcedo comes into the ball game now for Briarcliff. 6:53 remaining in the ball game. Briarcliff has got a 4-point lead over the Broncos, 55-51. Isherwood will inbound the ball to Brittany Wong, double teamed in the corner. Wong tries to dribble between two defenders, gets away now. Brittany down the near sideline, gets it ahead to McEwen. Cross court pass goes to Feynman. Feynman will hold things up, comes out to Isherwood, trying to penetrate, comes across the top, now to McEwen. Cross court pass goes to Feynman, shot for three, good. Kim Feynman hits the three. She's now got six. And the Broncos are back to within one, 55-54. 6.5 to play. Kylie Dillard has got the ball for Briarcliff. Dillard drives it now against Ishwood. Her pass out on top is deflected. The scramble is on. It's still loose. It comes to the near side. The scramble is on. And a jump ball is called as Megan Salcedo on the seat of her pants gets it under control. And the coaching staff calls a timeout here for Briarcliff to save the possession. 6 minutes and 17 seconds to play in the basketball game this afternoon. We'll take a break from the score. The Chargers 55, the Broncos 54.
The team at Klein Insurance has a winning record of service offering home, auto, business, farm, and crop insurance. If you want to score big with service and great rates, stop by 710 South Burlington or call 463-1256 and let the Klein Insurance team win you over.
You've had an accident. Who do you call? When you need body work, you need to call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy offers complete collision repair and restoration. They'll have your baby looking as good as new in no time. Big dent or small ding. See the pros at Sealy Body Shop, 201 East South Street, Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
High scores around the league today. Midland leading Dort 38-35 at halftime. Morningside out on top of Sioux Falls 61-45. Concordia had a halftime lead over Dakota Wesleyan 43-36. 10 minutes to play. Northwestern 66, Dana 34, and Mount Marty has got the lead over Nebraska Wesleyan 59-40. 55-54 here. Briarcliff with a 1-point lead over Hastings as we approach the 6-minute mark. Evans has got the ball, comes out now to Morgan Brown. Her shot to the elbow is up and in. Morgan Brown scores there for Briarcliff. She has killed us today. 16 points in the basketball game, and Briarcliff has now got a 3-point lead over Hastings. 57-54. Broncos come back with the ball. Here's Feynman in backcourt, facing a double team back here. Kim now picks up the dribble, got to get rid of it. Feynman has still got it. Goes to Brittany Wong all the way back here on the end line. We're at 15 seconds on the shot clock. Hastings hasn't got the ball to the midcourt stripe yet. Wong now falls down with it. 9 seconds on the shot clock. Heather McEwen, long pass down the floor to get it to Feynman. Her shot is up there, no good. Rebound loose, Feynman grabs it. Kim has got it for Hastings on the dribble now. Comes out into three-point territory. 5:25 to play. Hastings down by three. 57-54. Feynman to McEwen. Lobs it down low to Stadler. Shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound Ducey. Ducey goes up. It's going to be knocked out of her hands. It's loose. It goes to the far side. And it's picked up by Briarcliff. Picked up by the Chargers. Morgan Brown knocks down Feynman. No foul called. Brown gets the pass down the right sideline as they get it to Kelsey Evans. Evans down to Brown for three. Shot is up there. In and out. No good. Rebound. Belo. Shot is up there. Good. Brittany Belo scores there for Briarcliff. She's now got 4 points. And the Chargers are out on top now by five. It is 59-54 with 4:49 to play. Broncos break the pressure. Ducey gets it to Stadler right in front of the basket. Her shot is up and in. Ducey gets the assist. Stadler gets her fourth field goal. 59-56. And now Briarcliff loses the ball out of bounds. McEwen trying to tip it out there for Hastings. And Briarcliff lost the ball out of bounds. Morgan Brown could not control it. So the Chargers turn it away for the 22nd time here this afternoon. Here comes Feynman out of the ball game now for Hastings. Coming in is going to be Becky Tesh. 59-56. Briarcliff has got a 3-point lead over Hastings. Becky Tesh looking to play things in. She just throws it out here in the center of the floor, and Liz Grider picks it up for Briarcliff. Turnover number 26 on Hastings here this afternoon. Grider has got it now, forces up a shot, and draws the personal foul. Foul is going to go on Alicia Stadler. That's going to be her first foul. And Grider will go to the free throw line. 59-56 is the score. Briarcliff out on top of Hastings this afternoon. Liz Grider to the free throw line. She's got 14 points in the ball game. 79% foul shooter in the season. Grider's free throw is up there. It's going to be no good. Grider is sixth in the conference in free throw percentage. Isherwood comes into the ball game now for Hastings. She'll play with four personal fouls. Brittany Wong checks out. 59-56. Hastings with a three-point advantage. Actually, Brian Cliff with a three-point advantage. Next shot is up there. That one is no good. Grider misses a pair, and the rebound comes down to Statler. Gets it away down to Becky Tesh. Here come the Broncos. Tesh out to Heather McEwen. Lob pass back outside. That's Isherwood with the ball to McEwen. Open for three. Takes a shot and hits it. First field goal of the ball game for McEwen. And it's a three-pointer to tie things up at 59 points apiece with 4:09 remaining. Here's Briar Cliff back with the ball. Detterman right side of the lane has got it. Detterman comes out to Dilla. Dilla holds it out here. Picked up by Ducey. Dilla takes it in the lane. Bounce pass deflected away. It's picked up by Isherwood. Rachel Isherwood brings it back 1-on-3. Holds up with it now to McEwen. Now to Ducey. Ducey at the top of the circle. To McEwen. Down in the corner on the right side. Isherwood drives the baseline. Goes for the hole. Shoots and scores. That is 11 points now for Isherwood, and we've got a foul here in backcourt. That's going to go on Isherwood, and she's out of the ballgame. Rachel Isherwood fouls out with 3:38 remaining. So Isherwood leads with 11 points, with 10 of those coming in the second half. So Detterman will go to the free throw line. That's team foul number 7 on Hastings. So this will be a 1-1 situation now for Michelle Detterman. She got a field goal and 2 points so far this afternoon. Her shot is up there. That one is good. The Broncos have a 1-point advantage. Now it's 61-60 with 3 minutes and 38 seconds to play. Hastings played the exciting ball game on Wednesday, picking up a 2-point win over Concordia. Next shot is up there. It's going to be no good. The ball tapped out. Statler grabs it. Statler has got it down for Briar Cliff. Goes over to McEwen, and she's fouled in a play by Grider. That's going to be team foul number 7 now on Briar Cliff. Tell you what, both of these teams tested on Wednesday. Hastings beat Concordia 67-65. Briar Cliff was taken into overtime by Dort over in Sioux Center. And they won 79-76. McEwen to the free throw line. She hits her first one. The former Ravenna Blue Jay now with 4 points in the basketball game this afternoon. Hastings with a 2-point lead. Next shot is up there. It's around the rim and falls off. No good. That is only the fourth miss this year for Heather McEwen from the free throw line. 62-60. Hastings with a 2-point lead with 3 minutes and 25 seconds to play. Michelle Detterman out here in 3-point territory with Feynman right on her face defensively. To Salcedo. Now to Morgan Brown. Takes it to the elbow on the dribble. Cross-court pass is going to be intercepted. Intercepted here by McEwen. Turnover number 24 in the ball game for Briar Cliff. McEwen goes to Becky Tesh. She takes the ball in the hole. Her shot is up there. It's no good, and she's fouled in the play. Hastings attacking the basket a whole lot better here in the second half. Getting the ball to the hole. And a foul is going to be called there. And Brittany Bilo, that's going to be her fifth. So Bilo fouls out of the basketball game now with 3 minutes and 5 seconds remaining. She will leave with 4 points. Becky Tesh to the free throw line now for Hastings. Tesh has got 9 points in the ball game, 3 out of 4 from the free throw line. This will be a 1-1. Tesh puts it up there. The shot is off of the mark. They'll get her. This will be a 2-shot foul. She was fouled in the act of shooting. So two shots here. Becky misses the first one. 62-60. Hastings leading by 2. 3:05 remaining here in the contest from the Osborne Sports Complex. Next shot is up there. It's good, so she hits 1 out of 2. 63-60. Hastings with the lead. Liz Grider has got the ball at the elbow. Right side picked up by Becky Tesh. Comes over here to Evans. Kelsey Evans dribbles, comes outside to Brown. Her shot with 3 is going to be short. Ball tapped around on the lane. It's still loose, and who's got it? Evans does. Evans has got it for Briar Cliff. Goes to Salcedo on the baseline. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to McEwen. McEwen just flattens somebody down here. An offensive foul is called. Knocks down Morgan Brown. And Heather McEwen slams the ball to the hardwood. Fortunate enough, she didn't pick up a tee right there. Heather McEwen picks up the personal foul. That's her first. And now the Hastings fans voicing their disapproval. Michelle Detterman will inbound the ball. 63-60 is the score with 2 minutes and 38 seconds to play. Here in the second half, and now a 5-second violation is called on Briar Cliff. May have been a payback call there from one of the other officials. That was a quick 5 seconds. And now Briar Cliff turns it over. Hastings will play things in. Here's Becky Tesh with the ball. Tesh gets it down to Feynman, and she has it dribbled off of her foot. It's going to be picked up here by Feynman. On the near sideline, Kim races the ball toward the midcourt stripe. Still in backcourt, finally gets to Becky Tesh, and she can be found on a play by Grider as she tries to poke the ball away. That's the third foul on Liz Grider. So now going to the free throw line for Hastings is going to be Becky Tesh. 63-60 is the score. Hastings with a 3-point lead. Broncos trailed at halftime 31-23. And they open up the second half. A nice 26-8 run to grab the lead. Tesh misses the free throw. Rebound comes down to Briar Cliff. The Chargers have fought back, and they're down by three. Here's Grider's shot is up and in. Off balance and everything, right at the free throw line. Grider hits the field goal. She's now got 16 in the ball game. 63-62. Hastings College with a 1-point lead with 2:04 remaining. Here's Feynman with the ball. Brings it into the offensive zone. Grider comes out to meet her defensively. Feynman gets away off to McEwen for three. Shot is up there. It's going to be too strong. Rebound Tesh. Big offensive board there for Becky Tesh. Gets it into the hands now of Feynman. Moves it to the right side of the floor on the dribble. Feynman out here. Comes to the top of the circle. That's Becky Tesh. Now to Ducey. The ball tapped away and is picked up here by Evans. Evans has got it for Briar Cliff. Long pass down the floor to Morgan Brown. Her shot over McEwen is going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Statler. Statler gets it now to Feynman. A minute 30 to play in the ball game. Hastings 63, Briar Cliff 62. Here's McEwen with the ball. Bounce pass to Ducey. Left open three-pointer is put up there. It's going to be no good. Ball goes out of bounds, and it's going to be Briar Cliff ball. So Ducey throws up a three from the top of the circle. Nobody around. The shot was too short. It goes out of bounds. And now Briar Cliff has got the ball here with a minute and 19 seconds to go. Probably not the shot that Jeff Dittman was hoping for in that possession there. Early in the shot clock, Ducey throws up the three-pointer. And now we got a timeout here from Briar Cliff. Chargers want to talk things over. A minute and 15 seconds to play in regulation. We'll take a break with a score. Hastings 63, Briar Cliff 62.
Where there's a WIT, there's a way. WIT Plumbing does the best plumbing work from new construction, remodeling, repairs, and service to backhoe, trenching, leach fields, and septic tank installation. Call Randy at 463-4664. WIT Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas in Hastings.
Keep your vehicle in top running condition. Rely on the trained professional mechanics at Halloran Battery and Electric. They'll have your car, truck, or van ready for changing driving conditions. Safe driving starts with a stop at Halloran Battery and Electric. 2001 West 2nd, Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
All right, a couple of games in the Great Plains Athletic Conference have gone final this afternoon. Mount Marty with a win over Nebraska Wesleyan. Final score of 67-46. And from Seward today, Concordia beat Dakota Wesleyan. Final score of 78-56. Briar Cliff trailing Hastings, 63-62. We got a minute and 15 seconds to play here in this one. Briar Cliff calling the timeout. These two teams could be playing for the conference championship here this afternoon with just a handful of games left during the regular season, although Hastings has got Northwestern coming up next Saturday here at home. Liz Grider will play things in. The Kelsey Evans gets it back to Grider. Hastings has got a 1-point lead, 63-62. Grider has got the ball, right-handed dribble across the midcourt stripe behind his screen now. From Salcino, here's the pass in the lane. It's going to be tipped and it's going to be taken away. Hastings has the ball on the turnover. That's Brittany Wong with it. And she comes back for the Broncos. Briar Cliff has turned the ball over 26 times in the ball game here this afternoon. And now the Broncos will call a timeout here as McEwen had it out here in three-point territory. And Jeff Dittman now wants to talk things over. 26 turnovers for Briar Cliff here this afternoon. We got a minute to play in regulation. We'll take a break with a score. Hastings 63, Briar Cliff 62.
Hi, this is Terry Anstein, President, Five Points Bank of Hastings. On behalf of our shareholders, directors, and staff, I would like to thank all of our great customers for helping us become the fastest growing bank in Hastings. I would also like to invite everyone in the Hastings area to stop in and visit with one of our bankers and learn how we can be your bank for the long run. Locally owned, locally managed, Five Points Bank, the better bank. Member FDIC.
1230 KHAS.
All right, Morningside has beaten Sioux Falls today, 72-57. Morningside 72 and Sioux Falls 57, women's college basketball. Nebraska picking up a win earlier today in the Big 12 Conference over Texas A&M. Final of 71-60. Huskers winning today over the Aggies. The Briar Cliff had a chance to pull ahead here in the last minute of the ball game, but they turn it over. Now Hastings has got the ball back in their offensive zone as they will inbound off of the far sideline. 63-62, Hastings leading by one. McEwen will get things in to Ducey. Ducey brings it back to McEwen. So 45 of the game clock, 14 now on the shot clock. Hastings working with it in their offensive end. Becky Tesh has got it right side of the lane. She has double teamed. Tesh has to get rid of it, finally does so to McEwen. A long three-er shot is good. Heather McEwen hits another three-pointer. He got seven in the ball game, and Hastings now leads 66-62. That was a three-pointer from a couple of feet behind the three-point line. Grider for three. Shot is up there, no good. Rebound, Ducey. Ducey gets the ball now to McEwen. Off to Thaman, now to McEwen, and now a foul is called in backcourt. And a foul is going to go here on Briar Cliff. Heather McEwen from a couple of feet behind the three-point circle hits the tray to give Hastings a 66-62 advantage. And now McEwen will go to the free throw line after she was fouled in a play by Morgan Brown. McEwen, one out of three from the free throw line here this afternoon. Her shot is up there. That one is good. She'll get one more. McEwen now with 8 points in the basketball game, but none bigger than the last four. Here comes the next one. That one is good. So two free throws there by McEwen. 14 seconds to play. Briar Cliff has got the ball. Here's Grider. She goes up with a shot. It's going to be no good. Ball tapped around, picked up by Evans. Evans goes to Grider. Her shot is up and in. This Grider scores. Now we got a timeout with 5.8 seconds remaining. The Broncos have a four-point lead. 5.8 seconds remaining in the ball game. We've got a timeout with a score. Hastings 68, Briar Cliff 64.
No matter where you roam, you're always at home with an RV from Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place. Travel the country, see the sights, and never be without all the amenities of home. Dykeman's has a large selection of XL Luxury 5th Wheels, Palomino Fold-Down Camping Trailers, Coachman 5th Wheels, Travel Trailers, Class A and Class C Motorhomes, and their service department is second to none. So go ahead, get away from it all, but don't rough it. Get RVing with Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place, Burlington Avenue and Highway 6 in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Heather McEwen with a tray. Heather McEwen with a couple of free throws. Liz Grider with a field goal. And now the Broncos have a four-point advantage at 68-64. And the final seconds of the ball game. In fact, 5 seconds to go here in regulation here this afternoon. At the men's game coming up next here on 1230 KHAS. Hastings has battled back from a 10-point first-half deficit. Hastings using a big second-half run to take control of the ball game. Briar Cliff fought their way back. Hastings hitting some big shots down the stretch here, in particular Heather McEwen. Tess will play things in to McEwen on the far sideline as she's found in the play. Now with 4.1 seconds to go. And Heather McEwen will go back to the free throw line here for Hastings. Foul is going to go on Morgan Brown. That's going to be your fourth. So Heather McEwen, who hit a couple of free throws just seconds ago, we'll go back to the free throw line. She's now got 9 points in the basketball game. All nine here in the second half. Three out of five from the free throw line. Her shot is up there. The shot is good. She'll get one more. That is the 10th team foul in the Chargers. So this is a two-shot foul here for Heather McEwen. 69-64. McEwen's next one is up there. It's good. 70-64. Hastings with the advantage. Here's a Dennerman. She launches up a shot. It's going to be no good. And the Broncos have won the ball game. It wasn't pretty, but Hastings coming back in the second half of play. And they knock off Briar Cliff here this afternoon as the Broncos win it by the score of 70-64. over the fourth-ranked team in the country, Briar Cliff, this afternoon. So Hastings will go to 23 wins and 3 losses on the season, 13-1 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Briar Cliff will drop to 22-4 after this one. They are now 11-3 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference, but Hastings still with only a one-game lead over Northwestern. Northwestern has already won this afternoon, and the Red Raiders will be in town to take on Hastings next Saturday here at the Osborne Sports Complex. But Hastings using a big second-half run and in some big shots down the stretch from Heather McEwen to pull out the win this afternoon. Final score, Hastings 70, Briar Cliff 64. You're listening to Bronco Basketball.
Discover the credit union difference at Hastings Federal Credit Union. What's the difference? Lower interest rates on your loans. And Hastings Federal Credit Union offers all types of loans to people who work or live in the Hastings area. Wouldn't you like lower rates and more convenient terms on your auto, home, home equity, or personal loans? Of course you would. So discover the credit union difference for yourself at Hastings Federal Credit Union.
707 North Marion Road, Hastings. An equal housing lender and savings federally insured to $250,000 by the NCUA.
Call Witt Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas in Hastings, for all your residential, farm, and commercial plumbing needs, including water heaters and water softeners. Witt Plumbing also does new construction, remodeling, and repairs, also backhoe, trenching, and leach fields, and is a certified septic tank installer. Call 463-4664. Where there's a Witt, there's a way. Get professional expert service from Witt Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas in Hastings, proudly supporting local and area academics and athletics.
It's a special deal from Hogan Sporting Goods. For every $50 in purchases, you get a $10 coupon for your next purchase. Good through February 20th. Ask Hogan's for details. Hogan Sporting Goods, downtown Hastings, open Monday through Saturday.
Case Drive-In Drugs and Case Medical Part Pharmacy always give you the fast, friendly, accurate service you've come to expect. From prescription drugs to over-the-counter medications, trust Case Drive-In at 5th and Hastings and Case Medical Part Pharmacy in the Hastings Medical Park.
1230 KHAS.
Back at the Osborne Sports Complex, Lynn Farrell Arena. The Hastings College women's basketball team, ranked number one in the nation, knock off the fourth-ranked Chargers of Briar Cliff this afternoon. Final score at 70-64. Hastings fell behind by 10 points in the first half. Briar Cliff had a 31-23 advantage at halftime. And then Hastings College came out in the second half and outscored Briar Cliff in the first 5 minutes. Or actually 6 minutes in the second half, 26-8. To go out on top by a score of 49-39. Briar Cliff came back to eventually tie the ball game up at 51. Then they went ahead at 53-51. It was close seesaw all the way to the 2 minute mark of the ball game when Hastings had a 63-62 advantage. And then Heather McEwen took over. McEwen scored 7 points in the final 1 minute and 15 seconds. Hit a three. A couple of free throws, and then two more free throws to seal her up. And Hastings College wins it this afternoon by 6 points over Briar Cliff, the final of 70-64. Hastings now 23-3 in the season. They're 13-1 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Briar Cliff now 22-4. They are 11-3 in the conference. Briar Cliff got 18 points today from Liz Greider, with 14 coming in the second half of play. Morgan Brown ended up with 16. Megan Salcedo had 14. Then 4 points for Brittany Belo, 4 points for Kelsey Evans, 3 for Michelle Detterman, and 3 for Kylie Dilla. 2 points today for Krista Stewart. Hastings was led by Lindsay Ducey. She scores 24 points in the basketball game this afternoon. 14 of those coming in the second half of play. Rachel Isherwood ended up with 11 points. She fouled out of the ball game with 3:38 remaining. Heather McEwen ends up with 11 points, all 11 in the second half, and 7 of those coming in the final 1 minute and 15 seconds of the ball game. Also in double figures for the second straight game was Becky Tesh. She ends up with 10. Alicia Stadler had 8 points in the ball game. Kim Feynman had 6. So again, the Broncos win it this afternoon. Final score of 70-64 over Briar Cliff. Final numbers in the ball game today. Hastings won despite shooting only 37.5% from the field. Hastings was 5 out of 29 in the first half for 17%. They hit 59% of their field goals in the second half at 16 out of 27. But Hastings ends up hitting 21 out of 56 from the floor today for 37.5%. Hastings 7 out of 20 from three-point range for 35%. And they were 21 out of 28 from the free throw line for 75%. Briarcliff actually shot better from the field today. They were at 48%, 27 out of 56. Briarcliff knocked down only 3 out of 15 from three-point territory for 20%, and they were 7 out of 11 from the free throw line for 63%. Hastings out-rebounded Briarcliff 39-31, including 18-9 on the offensive end. The Broncos turned the ball over 29 times in the ballgame. Briarcliff also with 29 turnovers. Hastings came up with 3 block shots and 18 steals in the game. Briarcliff had 1 block shot and 14 steals. But Hastings fell behind 31-23 at halftime. They come back and outscore Briarcliff in the second half, 47-33. And the Broncos win it here this afternoon over the Chargers. Final score of 70-64. So next up for Hastings will be a home game next Wednesday against the Doan College Tigers. In the final score of this one, the Hastings College women, ranked number 1 in the country, knocking out Briarcliff today by 6. Final score of 70-64. We'll take a break. When we come back, we'll chat with Hastings College men's basketball coach Lance Creech as the Broncos get set to take on Briarcliff in our second ball game today. We'll come back and hear from the coach as we continue. You're listening to Bronco Basketball.
Find romance this Valentine's Day from Bob Sass Flower. Fall in love all over again by giving your Valentine a gorgeous bouquet of flowers, premium roses, brightly colored mixed arrangements, Mylar balloons, and chocolates. Say it with flowers from Bob Sass Flowers, 2618 West 2nd Hastings, open Monday through Saturday.
If you have problems with insects, rodents, or termites, call Gassman Pest Control in Hastings. They're locally owned and operated. Gassman Pest Control is licensed in Nebraska and Kansas and uses only EPA-approved chemical applications. That's Gassman Pest Control. Call 463-2734.
Playing sports is an important part of high school and college life. When injuries occur, the playing stops. Mary Lanning Memorial Hospital's Sports Medicine Outreach Program knows that getting back in the game is the most important thing. That's why we're available weekday mornings and Saturday mornings for our sports injury clinics. Physical therapists and a certified athletic trainer on hand to help you with your injuries. At Mary Lanning Memorial Hospital, our goal is to get you back in the game safely and as quickly as possible. Free clinics are held in the Medical Services Building on the Mary Lanning campus. Call for more information.
1230 KHAS.
And we're back at the Osborne Sports Complex, Lynn Farrell Arena, as we get set for the men's game here this afternoon. Hastings College getting set to take on Briarcliff as we talk with Hastings College head coach Lance Creech and coach.